breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rick Thomason. It is a somber anniversary as Israel commemorates the second anniversary of the Hamas terror attack. 1,200 people killed, 251 others abducted, and just 20 of them thought to still be alive. This man's son, an Israeli soldier believed to have been killed, his body apparently still being held by Hamas in Gaza.
We are all children of God and walk this planet together. I think this is where the international community should do whatever it can to put an end to this and allow us, the simple people that have been collateral damage for too long, to be able to have our family members back.
A grieving father speaking to the BBC. The Senate's failed again to pass government funding to end the week-old shutdown.
It was deja vu on Capitol Hill as two votes on funding the government each fell short of the 60 votes needed to advance. The same measures failed last week, which prompted the shutdown and the furloughing of hundreds of thousands of federal workers. Republicans and Democrats continue to blame each other for the impasse, but President Trump said the two sides are discussing the sticking point of extending health care subsidies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Democratic Attorney General candidate in Virginia not dropping out of the race despite having advocated the murder of Republican political foes and their families. GOP Senator Tom Cotton finds Jay Jones' remarks and actions very troubling.
It seems like at the time he just has had something of a psychotic break or a mental breakdown with reality, and he probably needs help. But what he doesn't need to be is the chief law enforcement officer for the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network all Democrats should denounce Jones' remarks and demand that he exit the race. Wall Street Dow futures up 45 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 56. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I'm not going to tell you what to do with your money. You're an adult, right? But you should know, gold has increased over 80% in the past 2 years. Yeah, 80%. So if you think stuffing money under your mattress or riding the roller coaster of Wall Street is your retirement plan, well, I wouldn't want to be banking on that strategy. It's time to diversify your savings and retirement assets into physical metals like gold and silver. That's where Advantage Gold comes in. When you call 800-741-GOLD, we'll send you a free gold kit that explains how rolling over your IRA or 401k into gold could not only supercharge your retirement, but maybe even help preserve your sanity. And let's be real. When's the last time you ever heard someone say, "Hey, sell all your gold"? Exactly. Never. The number's simple. 800-741-4653. And if you can spell, even better. That's 800-741-GOLD. Always consult with your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Maryland Congressman Johnny Olszewski has asked that his pay be withheld until the federal government reopens. Speaking in Towson on Monday, the 2nd District Democrat said it's important to lead from the front and be treated the same as federal employees, and it's the right thing for him to do. The shutdown is affecting nearly 250,000 federal workers in Maryland. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is also foregoing a paycheck during the shutdown. Baltimore County Police have filed additional charges against a man arrested for disorderly conduct on Sunday. Micah Narte allegedly approached women outside of businesses in the Cockeysville area, instructing them to read a notebook that contained written threats soliciting sex. The 24-year-old is now facing charges that include attempted kidnapping, attempted armed carjacking, and attempted first-degree rape. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast next.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electrical, Heating, and Cooling. Winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Defiance marked John Harbaugh's press conference yesterday in Owings Mills as the Ravens and their fans continue to digest the result against the Texans from Sunday. As much as fans are willing to give up is as much as the coach is unwilling.
It can be fixed. It can be corrected. Things can turn. That's been proven by us and by other teams. So we know we can do it. We're going to fight like crazy to do it.
Anything can happen, but history is not on the Ravens' side. 28 teams since 2020 have started 1-4. Two have made the playoffs. Speaking of playoffs, the baseball kind continued in the National League last night. First in Milwaukee, where the Brewers overcame an early 3-0 deficit.
Soriel with a drive. Center field. Way back there. And gone! A three-run shot from Jackson Soriel. And the Brewers lead 7-3.
And that was the final. Alex Faust with the call on TNT as the Milwaukee bullpen shut out the Cubs over the final 7-3. Brewers lead the series 2-0. As do the Dodgers now in Philly last night.
Turner, great speed at second base. And Harper, a swing at him as he struck him out. Snell goes back to the slider. What a big K that was.
Joe Davis with the call on TNT. 6 shutout from the left-hander. 4-3 LA, the final, and they lead it 2-0. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Terps lose but learn a lot. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Today to schedule a free consultation.
At 9:07, here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got one more mostly dry and warm day ahead of us before some big changes arrive. Turning mostly cloudy today, but still warm and breezy with highs in the low 80s. Rain showers arrive tonight as lows fall into the low 60s. Wednesday starts off pretty wet with some soaking rain at times for the morning drive. After that, we'll dry things out and cool things down with highs settling back into the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
68 degrees in Westminster, 66 in Easton, 63 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Six Lives starts now. On Talk Radio 680, WCBS, 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday to all of you. Hopefully your day's getting started off right. As Sean Casey just mentioned with Casey and Company, we only have a couple days left of good weather, so enjoy it while you can. Get out there, touch some grass. Of course, we got a lot to talk about today. One being, of course, today marks the 2-year anniversary of the attack in Israel. Many people weighing in on that. And that actually goes with the question of the day, by the way. And I'm going to go ahead and give that to you guys now, because sometimes I do forget. I do forget, and that's on me. But if you go to WCBM.com, the poll question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Very simple question. Do you think we are closer to having peace in Israel? And your options are yes, no, or unsure. Go ahead and cast your vote there, because we'll get back to that in just a second. Also, we're going to talk about how a lot of eyes right now are on New Jersey. That's right. Jack Cittarelli, the Republican, is now tied. The polling is saying they're both at 43% with Mickey Sherrill. And she's, you know, she's still not out of hot water. We're going to get into where that race currently stands. If you're familiar with Scott Pressler and all of the things that he does, whether it's registering voters, I think he does help with some of the young Republican groups in door knocking. Well, he's been in New Jersey for the past 2 months, and he's been going back and forth. I think he's been in Virginia just a little bit, but mostly in New Jersey, and he's trying to help Jack Cittarelli get over the finish line. Now, of course, that would be huge news, right? Because not a lot of people talk about New Jersey, especially when it comes to flipping, right? Going red. So if that is to occur, I would think that possibly down ballot would also be helped. And you might see some districts flip that you most likely never thought you could. You know what? We talked about New Jersey after the 2024 elections. I think I told you guys, Billy Prempe, he's in the Patterson Park area, and or Patterson, New Jersey. Excuse me, I get it mixed up with Baltimore, Patterson Park. Patterson, New Jersey. And now that district has been blue forever. I think even longer than Baltimore City itself. But Billy Prempe is running in this seat since 2018, and I know him because of the PAC, Red Renaissance, that we have. And so we were helping Billy out in 2020, whether it was knocking doors, and then we were helping him in 2022. And then this past election cycle, the incumbent Democrat actually passed away. It was similar to, like, you know, the whole Elijah Cummings situation. And, you know, believe it or not, right there at the tail end, Democrats were not exactly sure who they were going to fill the seat with. So they were trying to support, you know, whatever Democrat obviously was getting the most as far as support percentage wise. But, you know, Billy Prempe, and he said to me at the time, he called me, he goes, "Kim, you're not going to believe this." I mean, sad story, of course, you know, he's like, sad story. But the incumbent passed away. And now the seat has, you know, it's basically vacated. It's wide open. Now they're trying to fill, you know, the spot. And in the 2024 election in Patterson, New Jersey, Billy Prempe only lost by 2 points. That's right, 2 points. Now, he's been making a lot of headway. Like I said, he's always out in the community, always knocking doors, always talking to people. See, this is what I say about the whole perennial candidate thing. And I know there were some people where you're like, "Oh man, they weren't it every time. They're not going to win. They keep on running." This is what happens. You see, they say the same thing to Billy Prempe. The same exact thing. And, you know, I talked to Billy about a week ago, and he believes that he's finally going to win the seat. Because the incumbent, like I said, the incumbent passed away, and the Democrat currently sitting in that seat, a lot of people don't really know that individual. They voted for them because they had a D next to their name. And so as hard as Billy has been working, and believe it or not, Scott Pressler has been with Billy as well in Patterson. They've been working very hard, and he believes that he's going to overcome that 2-point loss, and they're going to win in 2026. And you know what? I believe him. I absolutely believe him. So, you know, shout out to New Jersey and everything that they're accomplishing there. Virginia, as Sean Casey mentioned earlier, Virginia's race, yeah, a little bit tighter for Republicans. You guys are probably very familiar with Winsome Sears, and she's doing her very best. You know, Virginia's an interesting place. If you haven't been to Virginia lately, I mean, Northern Virginia is, you know, I don't even recognize it from 10 years ago. Northern Virginia, full of immigrants, you know, a lot of them brought their politics with them. Many of them vote blue down ballot. You know, when Glenn Youngkin won, I would say it was a different landscape. Not, you know, not completely, but a bit different. You know, Northern Virginia is different, for sure. For sure. So Winsome Sears is trying to overcome. And I will say this. I can critique her because I know her. I will say this. As a lieutenant governor, and, you know, obviously you're with Glenn Youngkin. He won big. Everybody was surprised when he won. Remember, everyone was like, "Wait a minute. He's somewhat embracing Trump, somewhat not." But he won. And then I thought, you know, okay, Winsome Sears obviously wants to be the governor once Glenn Youngkin is done. I thought she would have stepped out a bit more, but she didn't. She didn't. And then this is the same critique I have for Kamala Harris, right? Kamala Harris as the VP, you know, she might say, "Oh, I had 107 days. I couldn't do anything." But you know what? She was the VP for 4 years. And so she didn't really step out. She wasn't the border czar. She wasn't doing anything like that. And the same goes for Winsome Sears. I got to say it. I know it sounds awful, but I got to say it. Winsome Sears, you know, if you're looking at Winsome today, even if you're in Virginia, because I have friends there in Loudoun County, Fairfax, what have you, they don't know anything that she's accomplished as the lieutenant governor. They rarely saw her. She was at some events here and there. See, this is the thing. If you are second in line and you know that you're going to take that torch, you got to step out. You can't wait until the election cycle. I mean, because that's when everybody else is running. You can't wait till then. You got to get out there. So now, Winsome Sears, you know, it's unfortunate, but she's trying to play catch up. And, you know, this is a situation where, you know, you didn't have to fight this hard if you would have got out there and made some moves, you know, early on. But anyways, we're going to continue to watch that race. Obviously, there are people down there that are working with the campaign. They're very nervous. It's not like New Jersey. New Jersey, you know, the momentum's there for the Republicans. They're excited. In Virginia, I don't see it as much. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. I also want to talk about Kelsman Marks, David Marks here in Baltimore County. He is putting out that Baltimore County is now on record opposing Day's Cove discharge permit. And we talked about this when Delegate Ryan Araki and Delegate Kathy Shalega were here in studio. And so we're going to go through that one more time, because I didn't hear about Councilman David Marks. I knew that he opposed Day's Cove, but he didn't really mention it as much before. So we're going to get into some of his comments. That was in the Nottingham paper. And then Mercedes Mobius, she's going to be in studio. She is the chair of the Carroll County Central Committee and the president and founder of the Republican Club of Carroll County. So lots to talk about, lots to discuss. You probably heard there during the break with Maggie Hunter, Johnny Osheski, my former opponent, now congressman, got to give him his props. He's now the congressman in the 2nd Congressional District. He's now saying that he will forego pay during the government shutdown. Now, of course, there are lots of comments on his post, and many people are saying, guy, look, we know you get direct deposit. You know, why are you playing this game? We know you're going to get your check. But I have a different spin on it, because, I mean, think about it. President Trump, has he collected a check, you know, since he's been the president? Not in his first term, not in this term. So I guess Johnny O wants to be just like Trump. I think that's sweet. I think it's adorable. We should recognize that. All right, like I said earlier, today marks 2 years since the attack in Israel, October 7th, 2023. And everybody's wondering whether or not we've gone any closer to having peace in Israel. I mean, of course, we talk about it here and there. As you guys know, this show, we focus a lot on local issues, a lot of what goes on here, you know, domestically. But, you know, sometimes we do talk about what's going on in Israel and other places. And I will say, you know, we've seen the prime minister at the White House with President Trump multiple times. There are some people that complain that he's at the Oval Office a little too much. Okay. Some people do complain about that. But, you know, right now he's in a situation where he needs all the help that he can get. All right. And I'm talking about the prime minister. And so I understand that some people are like, oh, we don't want him to have, you know, too much going on here. You know, it's America first. Let's make sure we focus on the issues that we have. And I want to do that. I absolutely want to do that. But if you're thinking about the war in Israel, I mean, that's also an issue for us. It is. It's an issue for us. So right now they're asking Hamas to obviously release the hostages, dead or alive. I do want to just take it back just a second and just remind everybody that we're here at the 2 year mark, because I don't believe, and you might think otherwise, you can always call me and tell me otherwise, 410-WCBM-680, that's 410-922-6680. I do believe that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the whole gang did not try too hard to help and assist in this situation in Gaza. That's just what I believe. And you know what? Some people are saying, well, President Trump, you know, obviously he's much more pro-Israel. That's why he's been focused on it. But, you know, you've got the war in Ukraine, which, you know, right now we're not talking a whole lot about. And then you've got the war in Israel. And both of these wars are costing us money. And if you recall, Joe Biden, as soon as he got in, I guess that was, what, August 2021, you know, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, that was a disaster. So when it comes to foreign policy, the last administration was awful. He was terrible. Meanwhile, there were people that were trying to convince us that that was his strength. You remember that? They were telling us Joe Biden's strength was dealing with foreign leaders. That's what he did as VP with Obama. I didn't see it as his strength. I mean, well, you hear from Putin, and we heard from Putin after the election, and he even disclosed, and nobody said that that wasn't true, by the way. He disclosed that he had not talked to anyone in the Biden administration since the war began. If you remember, Putin said, I spoke to Joe Biden 2 days before we began the attack. And he said, and I never spoke to them again. And so then, of course, you know, we were talking about it on the show. We're like, whoa, wait a minute. Kamala Harris said something totally different. Kamala Harris told us, and she said this in multiple interviews as she was running for president. She told us that she was back and forth to Ukraine and she was trying to negotiate and all this other stuff. And then we find out that she never spoke to the other side. So what was the negotiation like, Kamala? What was that like? You spoke to Zelensky, but you never spoke to Putin, not once? He said they didn't even call him. So you have to wonder, what did they do in regards to Israel? What did they do in regards to Hamas? If they didn't even call Putin, a guy that actually is willing to talk, do you think that they tried really anything in Israel? I'm saying no, they didn't. That's just my opinion. I don't think they did. And so here we are 2 years later. Now, NBC News, everybody has a story. You know, NBC News, I think they do a great job. If you want to take a look at their website, breaking it down under what to know. It has been 2 years since the October 7th attack in which Hamas-led fighters launched a multi-pronged assault on Israel, killing 1,200 people and abducting about 250. So in case you didn't have the update there on the numbers, very large numbers, 1,200 people. I think that's not discussed enough. I really do. But abducting 250 people, again, lots of hostages in this situation. It goes on to say the attack included fighters flying gliders into a music festival, which we all saw, seizing many along the Gaza border, killing, maiming, and kidnapping civilians. And we all saw that. And it was very unfortunate. And, you know, it was interesting, too, because and I think I mentioned this a couple times. This is when I found out that I had friends. I knew people that were anti-Semitic. I didn't know until this attack on Israel. I had no idea. There are people that whether I follow them online, whether I've done events with them, whether I could say, you know, considered them friends, maybe we went to school together. There were many people when all of this transpired 2 years ago, there were many people that just seemed so flippant about it. It was a very odd moment. A very odd moment. Then you had people that were very vocal about, you know, their dislike for Israel. And then I had to go through on X and Instagram and like kind of unfollow some people. And because it was very uncomfortable. Obviously, I'm not Jewish, but I don't want, you know, there to be any kind of hatred against any, you know, particular group of people. But that's what was going on at the time. NBC News also says the Israel Defense Forces invaded Gaza in retaliation, creating a humanitarian catastrophe. More than 67,000 people in the Palestinian enclave have been killed, with many more wounded and maimed. And so this is truly a war. It is truly a war. And if anybody identifies it as anything else, just let them know that we have been, well, not we, but Israel has been at war with Hamas in Israel for 2 years. And if you think that you see the prime minister a bit too much, just understand what they're dealing with and what they're going through. Now, again, I look at this, and even when I was running for office this last election cycle, a lot of people were saying, oh, you know, we really support a two-state solution. Even Johnny Olszewski, my opponent, said the same thing. They're not looking for a two-state solution, okay? If anybody believes that Hamas, or even the Palestinian people, if you believe they're looking for a two-state solution, then I have to just, you know, inform you that you are completely wrong in this entire situation. And that's why the question is, again, WCBM poll at WCBM.com, and I hope you cast your vote. We'll talk about it when we get back. Do you think we are closer to having peace in Israel? This is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. I want to know your thoughts on this. Yes, no, or are you completely unsure? We've heard Hamas in the past saying, yeah, we can do this. Yeah, we're on this on board with that. And then they go back and they renege everything. So I just want to ask you that question. We come back. Let me know what your thoughts are on this. And then also, Jaslene Maxwell got an update on her as well. So stay right there. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. You see, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You're going to get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. They both have free area towing and financing available, so all you have to do is very simple, is call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500, or you can go to gbt-online.com. Now, you can also call Jim Jennings Transmission at 410-686-6700, or you can go to jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market, so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Of course, we're talking about the fact that it has been 2 years since we saw that attack in Israel on October 7th, 2023. Here we are. A lot of people weighing in online, if you can imagine. I'll read one of these posts here. It says, Hamas terrorists started this war with unimaginable cruelty, invading and murdering 1,200 people, burning homes, massacring youngsters at a music festival, and taking 250 hostages. And, of course, many people are sharing some of the videos from that day. Obviously, there was a lot of video footage that we saw, cell phone footage or, you know, whichever it was, even those that were working at the festival. You had so much footage of the kidnappings and some of the killings as well. So many people sharing that this morning and saying, please do not forget. And also saying, you know, we're not quite there yet. And that is the question of the day at WCBM.com. If you have the app, you can take the poll question right in the app. If you don't have the app by now, I mean, I don't know what you guys are waiting for. You got to get the app. It's a lot easier. You can take the show on the go. Just go to the app store. It's free in the app store. Just type in WCBM 680, download it, and it makes life so much easier. So again, the question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Go ahead and read these results for you. Do you think we are closer to having peace in Israel? Right now, it's interesting. Right now, 47% of you say no. 28% of you say that you were unsure, and only 26% of you say yes. Interesting. Okay. Well, go ahead and take the poll at WCBM.com. While you're there, if you haven't already, don't forget my putting social is coming up on October 16th, 4 to 7 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort. Get your tickets. Only $40. It's a great putting social and competition. And that's right. There are going to be some prizes to win as well. So join us on Thursday. I guess that's, well, that's next week. Thursday next week, 4 to 7 p.m. There's light hors d'oeuvres, and of course, we'll have drinks and everything there as well. And if you don't want to putt, you can actually just hang out with us. That'll be fun, too. But if you can, take the poll question, because I do want to know your thoughts on this. I know that there is a large Jewish community that listens to WCBM, many that keep me up to date on what's going on in some of the Jewish communities across the Baltimore region, but also some of you that have ties to Israel and what's going on there on the ground. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, they were asking for Hamas to disarm themselves. I can't see that happening. I can't see it happening. I know President Trump obviously wants this more than anything else right now, and it's a tough situation. I mean, you're asking a terrorist organization not only negotiate with you, you're asking them for favors at this point. I don't know how you get through this. I don't know, but I guess many of you feel the same way, and that's why right now 47% of you say no, that you don't think that we're closer to having peace in the Middle East. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about Ghislaine Maxwell. She was asking for an appeal from the Supreme Court. And believe it or not, it was rejected. Now, I think this is interesting, and I know a lot of people are weighing in because we still don't have the Epstein files. That's a fact. And I know that there are some of you that are much more interested in it and some of you that are not. But her appeal was rejected by the Supreme Court. And I want to get into some of the comments that are being made surrounding the appeal request. I also want to talk about where we currently sit as far as Congress, if there are any closer to revealing any of the Epstein files, what they have dropped. Many people have pointed out we've seen it all before. So we'll discuss that more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The horror of the deadly Hamas terror attack is fresh on the minds of Israelis today. It's the second anniversary of the atrocity, and has Israelis mourning the dead and fearing for the fate of those still being held hostage by the terrorists in Gaza. More than 1,200 Israelis died in the attack and ignited the Gaza war and Israel's pledge to eliminate Hamas. The Senate has again failed to pass a Republican spending bill to end the government shutdown. Expiring health care subsidies lie at the center of the funding fight. President Trump now says he would be open to striking a deal on the issue of health care. The president vows to send more National Guard troops to more cities. He says the goal is safer U.S. cities. On Wall Street, at the opening bell, stock futures are higher. More details, srnnews.com.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So, for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting. For zero cost and energy savings, call now.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Is there anything suggesting at this point that it will get better for the Ravens, saddled with a 1-4 record, heading into a Week 6 showdown with the Rams? And Coach John Harbaugh thinks there is.
We stopped the run, you know, I thought pretty effectively yesterday when you watch the tape, except for two plays, you know, and that's always what it is. And the first run that got out was a straight up, you know, just misaligned defense by, you know, a guy that, you know, was just learning. And then the other one was a scramble.
Those two plays accounting for 57 of the Texans' 166 yards on the ground. Harbaugh, though, did add there were some things to clean up on the run defense.
But yet they bleed us for 3 and 4 more than I want. I want to see those threes be nuns and ones. And I want to see the fives and sixes be threes.
Meanwhile, Monday Night Football last night offered a lesson for the Ravens.
On second down. Picked off. Lloyd again. Devin Lloyd. What a year. Still rolling. Down the sideline. One man to beat. Lloyd. Pick six.
Joe Buck with the call on ESPN. Devin Lloyd's coast-to-coast was a game-changer for the Jags, part of a 31-28 Jags comeback win over the Chiefs. And that's what takeaways do. And the Jags at 4-1 lead the NFL with 14. The Ravens have 2. Only the Jets with none have less. And finally, you learn a lot from a loss, especially a young team. And that's the story from College Park, according to Terps head coach Mike Loxley.
We're a young, talented, inexperienced team. There's zero doubt in my mind that we're talented. Everything that we've made corrections with, we've seen them go execute. Today was the first day we didn't do it.
Maryland led the Huskies Saturday by 20 late in the third, but surrendered it all in a 24-20 loss. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ravens personnel changes may be on the way. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got 3 mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got one more mostly dry and warm day ahead of us before some big changes arrive. Turning mostly cloudy today, but still warm and breezy with highs in the low 80s. Rain showers arrive tonight as lows fall into the low 60s. Wednesday starts off pretty wet with some soaking rain at times for the morning drive. After that, we'll dry things out and cool things down with highs settling back into the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and say.
Do you know a deserving family that needs help buying or selling your home? Vinny Steele of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is waiving his commission, searching for that family. Submit your nomination at homewithvinny.com or WCBM.com before October 11th.
Hi, I'm Mark McVeary. If you're a frequent listener, you've heard me talk about reverse mortgages for years. If you or someone you know have questions about reverse mortgages, give me a call. I've already helped thousands of homeowners, and for the right person, this can be a great way to make it easier to stay in your home. I'm not here to tell you what to do, just to make sure you understand your options. The call and consultation are always free. Call me on 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
She traveled this road as a child.
All right. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. And of course, we're talking about the fact that today, yes, today, October 7th, marks 2 years since the October 7th attack in Israel. And I wanted to just read some of the text messages coming in here. Jim says, Kim, Trump got the Arab nations to agree on a peace plan that alienated Hamas. If they don't accept it, which they won't, they had their own state and did nothing except build tunnels, build their armory, and abuse their citizens. Trump and Bibi are going to take the gloves off. When they don't accept, then there may be peace. Yeah, Jim, I'm right there with you. I think that's what it's going to have to come down to. I don't know how else they're going to achieve this. And look, I've been thinking about this for a couple of days now. I don't know. I know many people were talking about it on Friday, and then when they were requesting that Hamas disarm themselves, I thought, well, who's going to do that? No, you know what I mean? Not even non-terrorists do that. So, yeah, Jim, I think you're correct on that. I did want to go back to the poll question for a second here because, of course, the numbers have been changing. A lot of people weighing in this morning. If you missed it, you still, of course, have time to take the poll at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think we are closer to having peace in Israel? So a couple changes here. 50% of you now say no. 50%. 27% of you say unsure, and 23% of you say yes. 50%. 50% of you say no. I can just tell you, you know, as you guys weigh in, and please keep weighing in. I'll come back to this poll throughout the show. But just so you know, I ended up clicking no on this, and it's not that I don't want to see peace, obviously. I just don't know if we're any closer. I don't know if we're any closer. I mean, Jim, I know what you're saying here on the text line, but we shall see. Because I was really optimistic a few months ago when President Trump was able to get Hamas to release some of the hostages. I thought, okay, well, you know what? We must be getting close. And then boom, not at all. Not at all. But yes, of course, I'm hoping for peace. I did, before the break, I told you guys about this appeal by Jesslene Maxwell. And I hope that I'm saying her name right, because not that I really care, you know what I mean? But I hope that I'm saying it right, because I know I get names wrong all the time. I know many of you call me out on this. I'm reading here from ABC News, and the Supreme Court has declined to take up the appeal of Jesslene Maxwell, who was contesting her prosecution and conviction on grounds that the government had violated a non-prosecution agreement made with Jeffrey Epstein before his death. Now, the Supreme Court did not explain its decision. So if you were going through Google, you were going online to see what the Supreme Court had to say, just so you know, they didn't say much of anything. This goes on to say Maxwell, the convicted co-conspirator of sex offender Epstein, was challenging her 2022 conviction on 3 counts and 20-year sentence on grounds that federal prosecutors violated an agreement made with Epstein before his death not to prosecute any alleged co-conspirators. So if you are wondering why it is or how she even got to this point where she can make an appeal, that's where we are. Now, I can understand why she did, because if you recall, you did have Pam Bondi, and I think, did Kash Patel also say this? I'm trying to remember. Pam Bondi said that there was no list, remember? She's like, there's no client list, you know, he didn't, and then, you know what they did? They had the statement where they said, they didn't traffic any, well, they didn't use they, obviously, with Miss Maxwell in it. They said Jeffrey Epstein only trafficked young girls to himself. Do you remember that comment? So I thought immediately, you know, if you're Miss Maxwell's lawyer, then you're going to get up and say, all right, now we got it. We got something to go off of here. But the Supreme Court did not explain their decision on it. Now, if you're wondering what President Trump has had to say, a reporter did ask him if he would consider pardoning Miss Maxwell. President Trump said that he would have to talk to DOJ. Didn't see that coming either. Did not see that coming. Here's what's so crazy about this, because a lot of people believe President Trump is on the list, and a lot of people believe that he is trying to hide things because of himself personally. And to be honest with you, outside looking in, somebody could say, you know what, that seems very plausible, because he's saying, hey, forget about Jeffrey Epstein, forget about the list, forget about it, right? So then you're kind of like, all right, well, you kind of ran for office this last time around saying that we were going to see some of these things, and now it's like, forget about it. And so, yes, I can see how anybody can come to the conclusion that they believe that now President Trump is skirting this entire situation because of what it might say about him. And look, you can understand. You can definitely understand. See, I got some people on the phone lines that want to weigh in on October 7th, and obviously in the text messages, I'll get back to those as well. It looks like I got my friend Alex Harlan in Baldwin. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. How have you been?
I'm doing well, doing well. Just so everybody knows, you're running in 42A. Real quick, how's that going?
It's going really well. We're just, the fundraising is going well, been knocking doors, getting out there and just meeting people. And, you know, if you live in District 42A, I mean, be on the lookout. I'll probably be knocking on your door at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, because you do lock a lot of doors. You know what? That's what's so great, Alex, real quick, about, I think, you know, the young Republicans in general. And I think that's what we haven't seen a whole lot of. And I'm not saying, look, because I'm part of that crew, right? I'm no spring chicken, right? I'm a little bit on the older side. But we have a lot of the older candidates. A lot of times they don't take the time to get out there and knock every single door. So we appreciate you doing it. I know you wanted to weigh in on the fact that it is October 7th and that we are 2 years out.
I mean, obviously it's a very somber day. But, I mean, unfortunately, I hate to sound doom and gloom, but I kind of lean towards the not being closer to peace in the Middle East. And it's for a very specific reason, because if you look at whether we're talking about Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, at their core, they're ideas. You can't kill an idea.
Right.
And so what you see in Israel, over a span of like a couple cycles, is a term in the national security space that they dub mowing the lawn. Where basically Israel has to commence military operations to degrade these terrorist organizations' capabilities so that they are not strong enough to mount an attack on Israel. But obviously, with that, you're obviously not going to get rid of every single fighter, and people are going to see some destruction and then get angry and then say, oh, we hate Israel. And so basically it comes back to this feedback loop of everybody's going to hate us for some reason, so we might as well protect ourselves. And I think they're totally justified in doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're on the no train as well.
I'm on the no train as well, but I do have, I guess, a bit of hope because, I mean, not to get, like, too theological or anything, but, I mean, think about all of the groups and all of the people who have persecuted the Jews throughout human history. Do any of them still exist today? No. And the Jews are still here.
Right, right. No, you're right about that. You're right about that. I don't know, 42 Way, do you have a large Jewish community in your district?
Not a particularly large Jewish community, I would say. I mean, I have met a few Jews out there, but it's also a very, I guess you could say, I don't want to say sparse area, but it, like, very spread out. It's like a lot of farmland, a lot of horse country, so not a huge enclave of just people together. And I mean, some of the Jewish people that I have met have been, like, you know, very incredible, very sweet to me. I mean, just, you know, bluntly, not to get, like, too personal, you know, I am a Jew, but I discovered faith later on in my life because it was never really emphasized in the household. And every Jewish person that I have met has been incredibly welcoming, taking me under their wing, and has begun showing me the ropes and helping me get more in touch with my faith. And it's just been an incredible experience. It's very welcoming.
Nice, nice. Well, Alex Harlan, as always, thank you for calling in. If people want to find your website or donate, where can they go?
Yeah, so www.alexfordelegate.com. There's a donation page right there. And if you send me an email, I will add you to my email list. I don't inundate you with it. I do a monthly update, and then if I have an upcoming event.
All right, sounds good. Alex Harlan, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
Take care, Kim.
Thank you. And as I mentioned, you know, I've been at a couple of Alex's events now, and, you know, he's with the Baltimore County Fire Department, and I've had him here in studio. Many of you texted in after the interview and said, wow, he's got a good head on his shoulders. He is. I call him a kid. This is my problem. I got to stop doing this. He's not a kid. He is a grown man. But, you know, when it's like when you're 43 and you meet, like, some of these young Republicans, and they're, like, so full of energy, and they're so passionate, and, like, you know, you kind of do look at them as, like, the younger, like, the next generation. So just so you know, Alex Harlan is a grown man. You can go to his website and see more and also see his social media accounts. But he is out there knocking doors pretty much, I would say, probably every other day. It reminds me a lot of Glenn Gilhar, who I know Alex Harlan's friends with Glenn as well. You know, you gotta knock doors. You got to get out there. It's not going to work if you don't. It's not going to work. I got a text here from John, our firefighter friend, John. Thanks again for your service, as always. He says, Kim, as you know, the radical Muslims are committed to the destruction of America and Israel. The whole thing that you might win the battle, but you're going to lose the war. They might allow Israel this win, but they will continue to plot and try to execute the destruction of Israel. And firefighter John, again, thank you for your service. And that's a great point, similar to what Alex was saying. You know, it's more of an idea. You know, and look, I've seen many of the videos that have come out, and whether it's before the October 7th attack in 2023 or even after. And like I said before, no, they're not interested in a two-state solution. The interest isn't there. I mean, and they'll tell you that right out the gate. They'll look you right in the eye and tell you that. And so that's, you know, that's where you are on this situation. And it's unfortunate, but that's where you are. Getting back to this whole thing with Miss Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell. Thank you, Dave, in the text line for letting me know, because I was asking, am I pronouncing it right? Well, anyways, as the Supreme Court declined her appeal, I thought it was interesting that Trump said he would have to talk to the DOJ about the pardon. That, for me, was a bit over the top. A bit over the top. And that's being reported right now by ABC News and Newsweek. If you want to take a look at his statement particularly, he said it yesterday while he was in the Oval Office talking to reporters. Didn't see that coming. Didn't see it coming. And I say this because you can't, you know, even if he wants people to forget about it, even if he wants to move on for the whole Epstein thing, you can't forget about the fact that you have young girls that were sexually molested, assaulted, and raped. Okay, by predators on an island, and that you have this woman allegedly that was assisting in all of this. I mean, just think about this. This, you know, we heard the one story of one of the victims, so sad, but I'm sure they did it all the time. One of the victims came forward and said, you know, she was up and coming. She was hoping to be an actress and all this other stuff. And they ended up meeting Jeffrey Epstein. And of course, they also met Ghislaine Maxwell as well. And so apparently, according to this victim, the parents, they were, you know, conversating with Miss Maxwell back and forth. It was going on and on. And, you know, they basically said to the parents, you know, we can make your daughter a star. Again, this is one of the stories from one of the victims. She said, we can make your daughter a star. Just have her come out with us, you know, almost kind of like flying out to like a boot camp where we work with them, whether it's vocal lessons, dancing, you know, acting classes. This is what one of the victims said. You know, if you have a child, say you're, you know, don't come from a whole lot, and you have a daughter that wants to make it big in Hollywood, her biggest dream is to be this actress, you know that she has, you know, what it takes, and then you meet these two individuals, one of them being a woman. And as a woman, you trust other women. And it just, you know, you just do. You don't think that this could possibly happen with another woman. So anyways, they say to the parents, allegedly, I have to say allegedly because it's a victim story. But they say to the parents, yeah, just have your daughter come with us. We'll take her to the boot camp, which ended up being the island. And then we'll make sure that we get her all the training that she needs to make her a star. Turns out she was being raped at this island, right? You know, according to the victim. So it's, you know, I guess I can't forget that. Whether or not you don't want to drop the Epstein files, you know, I'm sure the Trump administration will figure out what they want to do. I would think the next administration, if they don't drop them this time around, the next administration would drop the files. I don't think it's going anywhere. I don't think people are going to forget about it. But at the same time, you know, it's like, wow, she's connected in all this. I would have never responded with, let me talk to the DOJ. No. The answer is no. No, I'm not giving her a pardon. No, she was involved in all of this. See, that's the part that gets me about it. It really does. I can understand why this isn't a priority for the Trump administration, but you can't forget about what occurred, okay? I got Jennifer in Eastern Shore. Hey, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hey, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. My question was, while the DOJ and the White House and others that are involved in it legally, from their perspective, keep talking about not releasing information, is it impossible for the people who actually experienced all of this to just come out and put the names out? I'm curious why the names can't come out and why they have to wait for the DOJ to say something.
Jennifer, that's a great question. So I don't know if you remember or recall, there were a few victims that actually were on Capitol on Capitol Hill, and they were with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Congressman Thomas Massie, and they had this press conference. And so there were some victims that said either the DOJ is going to put out the list or we are going to pull out the list. So I would think in the coming months, if they don't act on this, I would think that they're going to put out the list themselves. But that's a great question, because many people, you know, it's like, okay, well, if you know who raped you, why aren't you just telling us? And you know, that was there. So yeah, it could happen, Jennifer.
That's terrific. I appreciate the information. The power is in their hands, and to have someone hold them hostage at releasing what we're all asking for seems more victimizing to me.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Jennifer, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for listening. Thank you. All right, when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. Just want to remind you about my friends Mayor and Mayor, at Town Appliance off of Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. If you haven't been there yet, I got to tell you, you got to go. Like I said, I've been multiple times, and if you need an upgrade for any of your home appliances, whether it's your refrigerator, your stove, your oven, anything, you can go see Mayor and Mayor at Town Appliances today. They have 70 plus brands like GE, Cafe, and Monogram. As I told you before, I'm looking at refrigerators now that our ice machine is broken. And so it's great to work with Mayor & Mayor instead of going to the big box stores where they're just going to sell you anything. And it might not be, number one, in your budget, and it might not look well in your kitchen, okay? Because you might need some other eyes on this. So don't delay. Go see Mayor & Mayor today. Make Town Appliance your appliance headquarters, townappliance.com.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You have two longtime ranking Chicago police officers and sources sharply rejecting the department's assertion that officers responded to calls from help from ICE agents who were being rammed and surrounded by protesters on Saturday, and saying that, you know, this is CYABS. And anyway, their comments come. Fox News was able to obtain an internal dispatch revealing that Chicago police officers ordered by their chief of patrol not to respond after Border Patrol agents called for help, not to respond, saying that they were boxed in, surrounded, following a ramming incident.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, our society works because of the freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment. And you need to understand, the companies you do business with, you want them to share your values. You know, we talk a lot about honesty and family and traditional values, and we want to do so without retribution. And that is a principle that our friends at Pure Talk proudly support. They sponsor this show. That gives me a microphone every day to share the truth with you. Also, they're going to help all of you save money. They use the same exact cell towers, the same 5G network as the big carriers. You get the same exact service, $25 a month, and you're supporting a brand that defends freedom, your values. They also believe in creating American jobs and supporting American small businesses. If you are a small business owner, you'll be treated like their top customer. Now, stand with companies that share your values. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. The switch is simple, fast, and easy. #250, keyword save now. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month from our friends at Pure Talk.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years. On the web at maflaw.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
All right, we're talking about Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell. She tried to insert an appeal, obviously on her behalf. The Supreme Court said, no, no way. They rejected it, but they did not give a reason for it. Marty asked in a text line, he says, what do you want them, when you say release the files, what are you asking for? Marty, I'm asking for the client list, just like our caller, Jennifer. I got Tom in Owings Mills. Tom, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, whatever the reasons of the Supreme Court were, they cannot be that Jeffrey Epstein made a binding agreement with the DOJ not to prosecute any co-conspirators. In the criminal law, everyone's intent is independent of everyone else. You can't make a contract with one party in a criminal case that affects the criminal intent of somebody else. Just think about it. Let's suppose that, it, as unlikely as this is, that Jeffrey Epstein was told by Ghislaine Maxwell that all the girls were doing this voluntarily to gain a prospective economic advantage. On the other hand, Ghislaine Maxwell knew perfectly well that these girls were innocent and that they had no such intent. Then their criminal intent would be completely different. Jeffrey Epstein might walk and Ghislaine Maxwell might go to jail. So the DOJ can't possibly agree to make a deal with Jeffrey Epstein that we're not going to prosecute anybody else involved. That's just nonsense.
Well, why do you think, Tom, real quick, got a second here, why do you think President Trump said that he would speak to DOJ about it?
I don't know, but who put forth this idea that the DOJ had made the agreement? Since we don't know what the Supreme Court reasoning is, who came up with this crazy idea that he could have made such a deal?
Yeah, that's so all of these questions that we all have, Tom, I don't have the answers for you. But it's a good question.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you made that statement, and I'm wondering, where did that statement come from? Because it's just legal nonsense.
Oh, yeah, that's being reported by Newsweek and ABC News.
In a contract, an economic contract, you can't have that in the criminal law.
All right, well, Tom,
whoever said that is more, I mean, is a
legal. We'll talk more about this when we get back.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
This is State Senator Justin Reedy inviting you to join us for the Carroll County Republican Party's Lincoln Reagan Dinner on Thursday, October 23rd at Fireside on Main in Hampstead. Hear from keynote speaker Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. The exclusive VIP reception begins at 5:30 p.m. and the general reception is at 7. Do not miss your chance to be part of Carroll County's premier Republican event.
Get your tickets today at ccgop.net before the October 15th deadline before it sells out. By authority of Joe Lehman Tresserer.
See you there.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The horror of the deadly Hamas terror attack is fresh on the minds of Israelis today, the second anniversary of the atrocity, as them mourning the dead and fearing for the fate of the hostages. The BBC's Jolan Nell at the scene of the Nova Music Festival massacre.
There are pictures of the more than 340 people who were killed. They'd come to a dance festival at the end of the Jewish holidays 2 years ago when those Hamas attacks began. And there were also more than 40 people from here were taken hostage into Gaza, and some of them remain as hostages to this day. So there's a series of events taking place. People at the moment going around paying their respects.
More than 1,200 people were killed in the attack that ignited the Gaza war and Israel's vow to crush Hamas.
At this point, most of Gaza is controlled by the Israeli Defense Force. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have been killed as a result of that, you know, fighting inside that, you know, narrow strip.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. The Senate has again failed to pass a Republican spending bill to end the government shutdown, but White House correspondent Greg Clugston says there are some flickers of hope.
Expiring health care subsidies lie at the center of the funding fight, but President Trump now says he'd be open to striking a deal on health care. And in another hopeful sign on the prospect of ending the shutdown, Senate Republican leader John Thune told reporters there may be a path forward.
Gold futures topped $4,000 an ounce this morning for the first time. The precious metal considered a safe haven for investors in uncertain economic times. Stocks are higher this hour on Wall Street. The Dow is up 83 points. The Nasdaq ahead 21. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher, host of The Mike Gallagher Show. I don't mess around when it comes to saving you money. Right now, rates have dropped to the lowest level in over a year and a half. That means if you bought your home or refinanced in the last 3 years, you could be saving hundreds of dollars every month. Lower your rate, lower your monthly payment, even kick that pesky PMI to the curb. And get this, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. But that's not all. Fellowship Home Loans just rolled out something incredible. Their very own HELOC and lines of credit. Approval in just 5 minutes. Money in your account in as little as 4 days. It's the easiest system you've ever used. You can do it yourself online. Whether you want to pay off bills, tackle a home project, cover education, or even a wedding, Fellowship Home Loans makes it simple to leverage the money that's already sitting in your house. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G, fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending guided by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning.
morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Three more families are making child sex abuse allegations against a teacher who was acquitted of similar charges in June. Matthew Schlegel was found not guilty on 18 of 21 charges related to allegations of inappropriate contact with students, and the state dismissed the remaining counts. On Monday, the Severna Park Elementary School families claimed their daughters were abused by the third-grade math teacher. Attorney Tharu Vignaraja and the families that were not part of the original investigation have asked for a meeting with Anne Arundel County Police and prosecutors to discuss charges. Mayor Brandon Scott says the city of Baltimore has filed a lawsuit against Money Lion Technologies for an alleged payday lending scheme. The city claims the company used misleading marketing and interest charges that trapped residents in an exploitive cycle of debt. In a moment, Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens head coach John Harbaugh started his press conference yesterday with an interesting comment.
We've got a lot of decisions to make. We've got a lot of planning to do. We've been at it since last night.
A bit later, pressed on what those decisions may involve.
Well, I got a long list. I got a long list, you know, based on how the game went. I can tell you that. There's a long list, all three phases. But you look at, you know, how guys did and where guys are at and what you need to do and who else might need an opportunity.
So the takeaway, personnel changes could be on the horizon for Sunday's tilt with the Rams. Charges keep piling up against former NFL quarterback and soon-to-be former Fox broadcaster Mark Sanchez. Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears announcing felony charges against Sanchez of battery involving serious bodily injury, punishable by 1 to 6 years in prison. These charges, on top of the misdemeanors already filed in the case from Friday night when Sanchez attacked a van driver. And finally, earlier this year, President Trump revealed that the White House will host a UFC event in 2026 to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Now we know exactly when the highly anticipated card will occur. June 14th of 2026, which is Flag Day and also happens to be Trump's 80th birthday. UFC President Dana White has suggested that the event will be broadcast live by CBS. Coming up in 30 minutes, a defiant John Harbaugh speaks to the media. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, our job is your satisfaction.
At 10:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at increasing clouds today, but still warm and kind of breezy with highs in the low 80s. Rain showers move in late tonight as lows fall into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
69 degrees in Essex, 70 in Owings Mills, and 70 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Classic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the fact that today, October 7th, marks 2 years since the attack in Israel. We were also talking about Ghislaine Maxwell. And Tom, sorry to cut you off there at the end of the last hour, coming up on that break. But I was trying to follow what you were trying to ask me. I guess you were wondering who asked President Trump what he plans to do as far as the pardon. And I just want to tell you, you know, Trump was in the Oval Office. They were in there for something obviously completely different. But Caitlin Collins from CNN, she's the one that asked him about the fact that Ghislaine Maxwell had requested an appeal to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court obviously rejected that. And then Caitlin Collins with CNN asked President Trump if he would consider pardoning her. And then that's when President Trump said, I'll have to take a look at it and I'll have to ask the DOJ. And Tom, I think that's what I could be totally wrong here, but I guess that's what you were asking me is how the conversation got to that point. Because as you noted, they're two different people, Maxwell and Epstein, and they wouldn't have the same agreement. But I was one to believe, and as I said earlier, when Pam Bondi came forward and said, you know, and Kash Patel, and said that there was no client list, and then they also said that Jeffrey Epstein himself only trafficked young girls to himself. You remember that comment? So after that, I figured that you would have Ghislaine Maxwell standing up with her lawyer saying, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, and then wanting to see what kind of deal they could get, especially now that Epstein is no longer, right? So look, it's, you know, I think I understand what you were saying, Tom. If I didn't answer that correctly, please feel free to text me in the text line. But that's the conversation that happened. It was between Trump and Caitlin Collins. And another comment that Trump had during this conversation, because I looked at the transcript, he said, whoa, whoa, I haven't heard that name in a long time. Because, again, he still wants to move on from the whole Epstein situation. I've got Joe in Beemore. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Kim. I'm doing okay. I want to talk about October 7th, but just to piggyback on what you were saying, because, I was looking at that the same way. He's like, you know, it's a name I haven't heard in a while. It's like, okay, but just two months ago, your personal lawyer, Tara Blanche, and your head of your Department of Justice went to talk to her again and then made a deal so that she could be in a cushy prison in Texas, playing with puppies and doing yoga. And I mean that literally, because that's what they do there. It's so relaxed there that they can literally walk off campus. They have a convicted sex trafficker who trafficked children in a minimum security prison playing with puppies.
Yeah.
And he don't know who that name is. It's come on now. We can all see through that. She's a monster. And this is why I don't believe anything that comes out of that Department of Justice, anything that comes out of the FBI, because they're all puppets. The fact that they sit there and say that, well, there's no list. But then they name, well, you know, Bill Clinton's on the list, Bill Gates on the list. Well, that's two people. That's a list. That's two people that he trafficked to, or she trafficked to.
Well, Joe, I think I've been very clear. I mean, obviously, the handling of this has been terrible from day one. Even when Pam Bondi said there was a truck of files coming from New York to D.C., I thought that was just irresponsible on her part. A lot of people did not agree with me at the time. I was in the minority when I said Pam Bondi should most likely step down. And that's fine. We know we're in two different places. But I do believe this wasn't handled properly. Well, I will say, though, Joe, and maybe you can answer this, you know, to say that you don't trust the DOJ at all, I mean, that's kind of crazy, right? I mean, like if you're thinking about it, I mean, obviously, I don't trust the government 100%, never have, never will. But at the same time, you know, when you had others in office, you had the Russian collusion hoax, because it turned out to be quite a hoax. They are talking about the Steele dossier. You had Peter Strzok that was trying his best to make sure Trump wasn't elected. I mean, just all the things that have been coming out that happened or occurred even during the last administration, I think to say that this DOJ cannot be trusted, are you saying that the last DOJ also could not be trusted, and possibly the DOJ before that, the last administration, Obama's?
Out of full transparency, I didn't pay enough attention to any other Department of Justice. I really didn't. I wasn't even that involved in politics because I didn't want to be. It wasn't necessary for me to pay this much attention. Okay, so I don't know everything they did. If they made mistakes, then they need to be accountable for them. But this is all I can say. I'm just looking at the present right now. Okay. And what I see in the present day, in my heart, in my opinion, so everybody can agree that pedophiles are terrible people. Okay? And when you are giving a known child sex trafficker who used to recruit little girls outside of middle schools, by the way. She would have a little girl in the car, and she would stop and see a little girl coming out of school, and she would approach that little girl for a potential victim. It's disgusting. When you are giving women like people like that leniency, considering pardoning them, giving them any attention. He didn't get as much attention to Melissa Hortman, her husband, when he got hit. He didn't even speak on him that much. The fact that he's giving this consideration is disgusting. I can never agree and never support anybody who supports this at all. Never, ever get my vote, my support. This is like the cardinal sin, in my opinion. So really, that's all I got to say on it. As far as October 7th, I don't think we're ever going to get any peace in Israel because Bibi doesn't want peace. He wants to displace all the people in Palestine.
But the prime minister said, you know, as long as they eradicate Hamas, I mean, the Palestinians can live just fine there. I mean, that's where they have been living all this time.
Yeah, but they really haven't been living. I mean, Israel controlled every aspect of their lives when it comes to food, water, energy, jobs, literally everything. When the war
first started, Palestinians, we got to be honest here. The Palestinians have a hard time really, I would say governing themselves. I mean, if you look back in history, I mean, they need Israel to survive.
It is a complex history, and I will say that, you know, for their support for Hamas wasn't the best look for them. However, 20,000 children, I'm sorry, have died. Granted, horrible what happened October 7th. 1,200 Israelis died horrific ways. They say that there was that 9/11. Okay, the population of Israel is 9 million people. The population of Gaza is 2 million people. And 67,000 people have died since then. So if that's their 9/11, then this must be Palestine's.
Hamas started this attack and they're using kids as human shields, you're blaming Israel for the fact that those people have perished in Gaza?
Well, Hamas is not using 20,000 children as human shields. That's a lack of
Well, I just want to make sure that I get your stance on this straight. You're on the stance of Hamas in this. Is that correct?
The stance of Hamas? No, not at all, Kim. I don't support terrorists at all. But what I do support, if you're going to go in and you're going to eliminate a terrorist organization, you need to make sure that you're not killing 20,000 children. You need to make sure that you're not killing women and people who have no affiliation with Hamas or have no direct.
Well, some of this, and I'm not going to get all, you know, into this because, of course, we got other things to talk about. But some of this, you know, you have Palestinians there that are not too happy with, obviously, the prime minister and the Jewish community there in Israel. And many of them are protecting Hamas. Many of them support Hamas. So it's like, well, how do you separate that?
I don't know how you separate that. It's not most. It may be many, but it's not most. But I know one way that you can. And that's by trying not to kill children.
Well, when it was time to allow the Palestinians to leave the area, Hamas did not allow them to leave. And therefore, you had children that were killed.
Israel has way more control over Gaza than Hamas does. And that's a fact.
Okay, they're just allowing the hostages to remain as hostages? Is that what you're saying? Because it doesn't sound like they have as much control as you're saying here today, Joe.
We did have to fight to get them food and water, right? And many of them got killed on the way to getting that. And we saw that, too. We saw recordings of that. Journalists have been killed. Innocent people have been killed by the Israeli army. And I'm not saying that Hamas didn't have a part in it. However, the Israeli army is not being careful. It's coming down from the top.
Well, just so we're clear, I blame Hamas in this entire situation. But I appreciate you weighing in, Joe.
No problem.
Thank you. We'll go back to the poll question real quick. I know you got some callers calling in here, too, as well. The question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. Do you think we are closer to having peace in Israel? Right now, 51% of you say no. 26% of you say that you were unsure. And 25% of you say, yes, you do believe that we're getting closer. Yeah, I just, yeah, you know, I... First and foremost, I will say this. And look, it's not just Joe. There's lots of people out there that are very supportive, you know, the whole Free Palestine thing. You know, and a lot of people, they can't even find where Palestinians live on a map, right? They have no clue what they're talking about. When they were chanting from the river to the sea, you had all of these social media creators going to some of these protests that there were, you know, of course, they were chanting the same thing. And they asked them, what do you think that means? They couldn't tell them. They don't know. They don't know about anything that's going on over there. They just know that President Trump supports the prime minister, and there are a lot of people out there that are anti-Semitic, and they look at the Palestinians as this minority group, and they feel like, you know, the prime minister and Israel in general and the IDF, they're the white people that want to, create this genocide and get Palestinians out of there. That's what I'm gathering from the situation. But you've got all these people here, whether they're holding up traffic in New York, you know, they've got all these protests going on. They have no idea what they're talking about. They have no idea. You got, I saw there was one protest. It was like LGBTQ for Palestine. It was like, wait, what? You know, what are you talking about? Like you were so confused. But it's not that they really even care about what's going on or the history here. They don't really care about that. They just don't like the Jews. They don't like the prime minister. They don't like Israel and the IDF and what they stand for. And they don't like President Trump. That's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to. Because when you get down to the details, they're like, they don't know. They don't know. We got some more calls here. I got Joanne in Baltimore. Hey, Joanne, did you want to weigh in on Trump possibly pardoning Maxwell?
Yeah, I do. First of all, the only reason why he would consider pardoning her is for the same reason why he allowed her to be moved to the cushy prison, is because she exonerated him. And as far as the situation in Israel goes, I totally disagree with you on that. We shouldn't be involved in this conflict at all.
Okay, so
this is not a war. It is a genocide. That is not Israel's land. They were granted a small portion of land in that region, and they have done nothing but encroach on other people's territory since they got there.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, Joanne. What would you like to see?
Peace over there until they have eradicated those people from the world. And they're not going to stop there.
Okay, so you agree with eradicating Hamas, is that what you're saying?
I don't want to agree with eradicating anyone. I don't see where Hamas is any worse than IDF. They're all terrorists as far as I'm concerned.
Wow.
Stop killing people. Let them be. Stop occupying their territory.
Let
those people live in peace.
So you believe Hamas is just like the IDF?
Yes, I do.
All right, Joanne, I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
Do.
All right.
And I wish our country would just sever their ties with Israel. The whole world is against Israel right now. Not Jewish people. Israel.
Well, Joanne, I appreciate your call, and I hope that you have a great week. See, this is what I'm talking about. And there are people that agree with Joanne. I see many, many of them on X, many of them on Facebook. And this is a conversation that's being had 2 years later. All right, when we get back, I'll go back to the phone lines and also your text messages. Don't go anywhere.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we got two different topics on the table. One, Ghislaine Maxwell was asking for, for an appeal from the Supreme Court. Caitlin Collins of CNN then asked President Trump in the Oval Office, would you consider pardoning her? And President Trump replied and said, actually, haven't heard that name in a while. And I would have to look at it, and I would have to speak to the DOJ. Got a text here from Ann, and the text line says, Kim, good morning. It's not easy for traffic victims to come forward. These girls and guys were traumatized. Ann, I agree with that. The perpetrators are powerful people. We don't know what may happen to them or their families if they come forward and testify. I agree with you, Ann. And I think that's a concern for many of them. And it's a sad situation. I've got Sean in Lutherville. Sean, did you want to weigh in?
Yeah, hey, Kim, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Look, I wanted to say something about, well, a couple things. About the last couple callers, I guess they were blaming Israel for this.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I was agreeing with you. Yeah, that's what their opinion are.
I can't get over, I mean, it just makes me so angry. You know, Israel has tried to give the Arabs there a statehood. They've tried numerous times since the 67 war, and they keep refusing. They keep saying their motto is from the river to the sea, which means they want to annihilate the Jews.
Correct.
They just want to kill them all.
Correct.
Just like the Americans, just like any non-Muslims. You know, I hate to sound, I don't know, race. I don't know whether it's race.
Well, that's what they believe, Sean, so that is correct. And that's what I said earlier. They don't want a two-state solution. That has never been an option.
No, they don't. And they, you know, and when Israel, back in the early 2000s, when Israel pulled out of the Gaza Strip and left that to the Arabs there, you know, I'm not going to call them Palestinians because there's no such thing as a Palestinian. They're Arabs. But anyway, when Israel pulled out, they left a veritable, a great place. I mean, they left a great place. They had it all fixed up. It was beautiful there. And what did they do? What did the people there do? They tore all the stuff up. They built tunnels. They immediately started bombing Israel. I mean, they've been shooting rockets at Israel forever.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody, you don't hear any of these people complaining about that.
Yeah.
You know,
well, because
they've been getting on buses and blowing up buses filled with women and children. You don't hear any of these bleeding hearts complain about that. Yeah. It's just, they're so hypocritical, and sorry to go off on a rant, but it makes me mad. It just makes me angry. And not only that, but the Ghislaine Maxwell, the Epstein files?
Yeah.
I agree. I don't think she should be pardoned. I think she should serve, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with Joe and the other, whoever else, or other libs. But I don't, you know, when this guy Joe, when he goes off on how, you know, you can't support a pedophile or whatever. What about Biden? Biden was he's been accused of raping women. He's obviously got brain damage the way he sniffs children and gropes him and whatever else he does. He's a disgusting person, yet all these people, they fell right in line behind him.
Yeah, well,
Sean,
they
fell right in line behind Clinton. Fell right in line behind all these guys.
Yes, I agree with you on that one. I got to let you go here, but I agree with you on that one. And I agree that Joe Biden had some terrible things that popped up. I would say even some of the stuff that we heard about his daughter and the diary and taking showers together. And I truly believe that. I believe that, you know, what she wrote in her diary to be true. But yeah, there's some people in this situation, they're going to hate Trump no matter what.
Okay, so whatever they can do to go against Trump, that's how it goes. Tim in the text line says this woman is proof positive on how sick the left is. The one caller that said that she believed IDF and Hamas were the same thing. I don't know if she's really on the left. Let's see, this is another thing, Tim. It's you also see it on the right, and that's what I've been trying to say. I've got David in Baltimore. Hey, David.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I got to go. 2 minutes here.
Okay. I was just calling about this whole Palestinian thing. As far as I'm concerned, I have zero sympathy for the Palestinian people. They've elected Hamas, a terrorist group. They've elected them for the past 20 years. You reap what you sow. I'm tired of these people walking around saying, free, free Palestine, all their victims. They're not victims. They chose this government. Right. They chose this.
Yeah.
This is their problem. It's their fault. You reap what you sow, once again.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, Israel has the right to do whatever it has to do to defend itself and to defend its borders.
Yeah. Let me ask you before you go, David, are you surprised that you see so many people, even on the right, taking the side of basically Hamas?
Yeah, I'm appalled. Yeah. People forgot what happened back in 2001 on 9/11. They forgot that, you know, this is Islam. I'm sorry. I hate to say it, but Islam is not compatible to the West. It shouldn't be in the West. This has all all comes from Islam. It comes from these people. Yeah. Something needs to be done about it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what to do about it. I don't know what the answer is. But I don't think that, you know, Gaza or Palestine, as far as I'm concerned, shouldn't be allowed to exist anymore. They've proven who they are. How about the Palestinians stop sending their children to die? How about that? How about the Palestinian mothers and fathers stop sending their children to die? That would be a big first step.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, David,
as far as the Jordanians, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say thank you, but go ahead real quick if you want to weigh in on Maxwell.
Well, I really don't have much to say on that.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you about that, but as far as Palestine is concerned, you reap what you sow.
Yeah. Well, David,
they asked for it. They got it.
Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week. Debbie in the text line says, I've got no words for Joanne. All I'll say is that I think she is wrong, and I will say a prayer for her. Thank you, Debbie, in the text line. We'll discuss more when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is not ruling out using the Insurrection Act to deploy National Guard troops in cities and states that are fighting such deployments. The city of Chicago and the state of Illinois have gone to court. Israelis are marking 2 years since the deadly Hamas terror attack that touched off the war in Gaza. 1,200 Israelis were killed in the attack. An estimated 20 hostages remain in Hamas custody in Gaza as efforts continue to free them and end the bloodshed in Gaza. Today, it's day 7 of the government shutdown. There is no end in sight. For the fifth time, the Senate has failed to pass a Republican spending bill aimed at ending the government shutdown. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow trading about 83 points higher, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is up 21 points, the S&P better by 7. More details at srnnews.com.
I don't serve for the recognition. I serve the flag. The red, white, and blue, that means everything to me. And when I fly it, I know it stands for something real. My name is Megan Terry, and I serve in the U.S. Army, which is why I choose Collins Flags. Because every Collins American and military flag is made here in the USA, stitched with pride, and built to last. And they support veterans like me, because they know what these flags really mean. So if you love our service members and our country like I do, fly a flag that honors them and supports American jobs. Visit collinsflags.com today. American made, proudly waved.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges twice as much as Pure Talk for the same basic service? Think it might have something to do with the fact that Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion? That's billion with a B? Yeah. Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. That's why they can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say the words micro. That's #250, micro.
Gary Stein on sports. Defiance marked John Harbaugh's press conference yesterday in Owings Mills as the Ravens and their fans continue to digest the result against the Texans from Sunday. As much as fans are willing to give up is as much as the coach is unwilling.
It can be fixed. It can be corrected. Things can turn. That's been proven by us and by other teams. So we know we can do it. We're going to fight like crazy to do it.
Anything can happen, but history is not on the Ravens' side.
28 teams since 2020 have started 1-4. Two have made the playoffs. Speaking of playoffs, the baseball kind continued in the National League last night. First in Milwaukee, where the Brewers overcame an early 3-0 deficit.
Churiel with a drive. Center field. Way back there. And gone! A three-run shot from Jackson Churiel. And the Brewers lead 7-3.
And that was the final. Alex Faust with the call on TNT as the Milwaukee bullpen shut out the Cubs over the final 7-3. Brewers lead the series 2-0. As do the Dodgers now in Philly last night.
Turner, great speed at second base. And Harper, a swing at him as he struck him out. Snell goes back to the slider. What a big K that was.
Joe Davis with the call on TNT. 6 shutout from the left-hander. 4-3 LA the final, and they lead it 2-0. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Terps lose but learn a lot. And that is Stein on Sports.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, 2 championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got one more mostly dry and warm day ahead of us before some big changes arrive. Turning mostly cloudy today, but still warm and breezy with highs in the low 80s. Rain showers arrive tonight as lows fall into the low 60s. Wednesday starts off pretty wet with some soaking rain at times for the morning drive. After that, we'll dry things out and cool things down with highs settling back into the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Protect your liver and give it the support it deserves with Active Liver from New Nordic. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, ShopRite, or online at Amazon or at newnordicusa.com.
Don't miss the Mega Update every weekday morning at 7:15 and listen for Choose Your Favorite Fake News at 7:45 a.m. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harper County.
All right, man, oh man, you know, we're marking 2 years since the attack in Israel. It's October 7th, and there are a lot of people fired up this morning, for sure. Got some text messages here. Christopher in Canesville, there are a lot of people calling or texting in about the caller that said that she sees the IDF and Hamas as one and the same. Not something I've ever heard before, I have to be honest, caught completely off guard. Completely off guard with that comment. I got a text here. It says, "Hello, Kim. The issue with the Middle East is simple. There will never be total peace because of the Arab countries really don't want Israel to survive. However, most of the countries would rather have Israel than a terrorist organization that the quote-unquote Palestinian people will have around." Yeah, Texter, I think a lot of people would agree with that. Again, the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think we are closer to having peace to having peace in Israel? 55% of you say no. 22% of you say yes. 22% of you say unsure. A lot of people still saying no, that you do not see it happening. Let's see. I've got Barbara in Baltimore. Hey, Barbara.
Hey, and I just got back in town, turned on the radio, and I don't know what everybody else commented on, but a gentleman who was calling it like it is, as far as the Palestinian, the Arabs, because that's what they are, for real, and he didn't want to be called a racist. Well, I'm so used to being called a racist, so let me just say this. Those people will never live in peace with the Jews.
Yeah.
As a two-state. So there is no two-state solution. They didn't just tear up what the Israelis left them. They burnt the greenhouses to the ground. They could have been productive. They could have their own farming communities. They chose to build tunnels and to be terrorists and to continue to kill Jews.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Netanyahu, the Israeli people are much better than me, because it would have been a parking lot, a long time ago. It's horrendous, in my opinion, that anyone is even calling out or trying to chastise and criticize Israel for what they're doing. People who attack you and you are coming to your country and kill, maim, slaughter, behead children and women, taking hostages, like we're back, like you're the Attila the Hun, barbarians. And then you send drop leaflets when you're getting ready to fight back for civilians to leave. Hey, it's time to just get over it. And for people, all these bleeding hearts, take a look at what's happening in Great Britain. The Great Britain is no longer Great Britain.
Yeah, oh yeah. We talked
over
about that
12,000 people have been arrested for just saying anything about what the Muslims do. And they have knifings all the time. They don't have guns over there. So they stab and cut up people at bus stops all the time. They have rape gangs for white girls who wear clothes other than being in a tent, right, head to toe.
Right.
So that's what we're looking at, and that's what we're fighting. And I think people just need to face the facts. The only thing that's going to happen there, they need to disarm, and if they don't disarm, a parking lot and start all over again.
Yeah, yeah. Barbara, I'm right there with you. Thank you so much for calling in, as always. Hope you have a great week. Thank you. I mean, that's, you know, I feel similarly about it. You know, but I, like I said earlier, I know there are a lot of people on the other side of this. And this is just from me watching what's going on, right? Like, I don't always speak out. I don't post a whole lot, but I do. I look at other people's posts and I read their comments. And you're just like, wow, this is interesting. This is interesting. I've got another caller here. I've got, oh, my friend Romaine in Baltimore. Hey, Romaine.
Hey, Kim, how you doing?
Doing well. A lot going on here this morning.
I see. I just want to say Hamas wrote a check that he couldn't cash. He started it, and God is going to end it. I'm with Israel. Israel have every right to defend themselves by any means necessary.
Yeah. Yeah, Romaine, I think a lot of people pointed out, I mean, with the Palestinian people, when you choose a terrorist organization for, you know, to govern, I mean, that it is what it is. I mean, it's
right.
Yeah, this is where we are. And, you know, obviously the prime minister, Israel, doesn't have to accept it. And I agree with you.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, have a great week, Romaine. Thank you so much for calling in.
You too.
Thank you. Yeah, it's. Oh, man, it's definitely, you know, a lot of people get very fired up with this conversation, so we're just going to take it down a notch. I do want to turn my attention over to what's going on in New Jersey, as I mentioned earlier. Citarelli and Cheryl, remember you have Jack Citarelli, who is the Republican, and Mickey Cheryl, she is the Democrat in this race, and the gubernatorial race. Right now, they're both at 43%. Of course, you've got definitely a lot of different Republican groups, whether it's Scott Pressler, I know Benny Johnson, they sent more Turning Point chapters into New Jersey. They're trying to flip New Jersey's governorship, and it looks like they might end up getting it done. They might end up getting it done. And this is what I mentioned earlier. And also the RNC is out there, apparently, according to what I've seen. The RNC is also on the ground there. I think Jack Citarelli has a great shot. I think down ballot, you've got Republicans that have a great shot. And we've spoken to some of the, whether they're councilmen, councilwomen from New Jersey before, you know, just talking about what they faced in the last 10 or so years, similar to Baltimore. And, you know, we had some people saying that, you know, New Jersey pretty much had to hit rock bottom for them to understand it. Because that's also what I look at. I'm like, wow, you know, if New Jersey is able to flip, what do we have to do here in Maryland? What do we have to do here in the Baltimore region? And they all said the same thing. They were like, look, we truly hit rock bottom. And that is why people are now registering as Republicans and voting Republican, because they can't take it anymore. They can't afford it. They don't want to live like that anymore, right? And they've got the juvenile crime problem there in Jersey, too. And so, you know, I guess that's what it'll take here. The only thing I think is different between New Jersey and, say, the Baltimore region here in Maryland, I think that the voters there in mass, I would say, are much more informed than some of the voters here. And I say this because, of course, I've knocked doors in New Jersey, and I've also knocked doors, obviously, here in Baltimore. And in New Jersey, knocking doors with Billy Prempe and, gosh, we were out there with Darius Mayfield. There were so many people that were running back in 2022 there. Well, anyways, knocking doors there, people were willing to listen. They were willing to listen. They had an open mind. And even though we showed up and say, hey, I'm a Republican, I'm, you know, Trump supporter, blase, blase, you didn't have the door slam in your face. Whereas in Baltimore, that has happened. So there is a difference between the Baltimore region and obviously Patterson and some of those areas in New Jersey that have always been blue. They're willing to listen. They also support there. Many people support school choice in New Jersey. Whereas here, I don't know if they just don't get it. I don't know. But not a lot of people support school choice in the Baltimore region as they do in Jersey. And, you know, I think those two things, those two factors do play a part. I do. But anyways, if you have an opportunity, if you can help out in New Jersey at all, because it's just a stone's throw away, I suggest that maybe you do. Maybe you do. Reach out to some of the local GOP groups or even the Turning Point chapters and see if you can go out there, and whether you're knocking doors or working an event for Jack Cittarelli, I think it's well worth it. I mean, they are our neighbors. And like I said, I mean, just think about it. It might open up some eyes here if they see New Jersey flip. You never know. You never know. It was interesting because I started following Jack on Facebook, and this is before he got in the gubernatorial race. And I could tell, you can just see when somebody has it, right? I mean, he goes to events, they're sold out, packed house. I mean, he gets up on stage, everybody's screaming, cheering. He's got that it factor. It's kind of what we talk about with Governor Wes Moore. You got to have that factor nowadays in politics. It used to didn't be that way, right? You used to be able to just go in and say, hey, I'm a conservative. Here's where I stand on the principles. Here are my values. Here's my family. You know, here's my closet. See no skeletons, right? It's like that used to be a thing. But now you got to get up there because the bar has been raised. Now you got to get up there. And if you were going against if you were running against someone that has like this charisma, right? They have that energy. You have to have it as well. And that's what I say here in Maryland. Those that are running for governor on the GOP side of the aisle, you've got to have that it factor to take on somebody like Wes Moore, whether you like it or not. Because I'll have people tell me all the time, well, Kim, so-and-so has, you know, they have this policy and this is their platform. And Governor Wes Moore, he's raising taxes and fees and all he's doing is taking shots at President Trump. And all of that is true. All of that is true. But when he gets on that stage, it's something that people just see. Whoever's going to be the GOP nominee, they're going to be able to get on that stage and to have that energy and be able to debate Governor Wes Moore on the issues. And then this person has to be ready for when Governor Moore pivots. Because you know that's going to be the strategy. He can't really get up on a stage and say, well, yes, this is a policy and here's what I did as governor and I stand behind it. Right now, if you're receiving any text messages from Governor Moore and friends, what do the text messages say? Hi, I'm Governor Moore, a combat veteran, Rhodes Scholar, right? It's like all these other things. He can't even stand on the last 3 years. He can't. And so whomever that nominee is going to be, they're going to be able to pivot. As soon as he goes to Trump, they could say, well, I know you're talking about Trump's, you know, Doge and his buyout. What about your buyout? Or, you know, as soon as he says something about immigration, you're saying, well, here's what happened in immigration here. And then they got to be able to bring up people like Kayla Hamilton or Rachel Morin or even Dakari Thompson. I mean, we haven't heard much more about what happened with her lately. Remember, she was also killed by an illegal immigrant, found her body on the side of the road. So it's like, you know, you got to have that it factor. I mean, to be honest, standing on a stage next to Governor Wes Moore, it's also going to be tough because you're going to have to somewhat be in shape. I know it sounds very superficial, and trust me, I get it. But this is what people look at, okay? The biggest voting block in Maryland, if you look at it, it's women. It's women. I've spoken to women, even in my own family. They're voting for Governor Wes Moore because they think he's hot. I swear to you, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, but they stand behind that. Same thing when it came to Barack Obama. I knew people that voted for Barack Obama a second term. Seeing just how awful he was his first term, they still voted for him a second term because they thought he was hot. I mean, like, how do you combat that? right? Because it's so stupid, right? But it's going to have to be. Whoever it is, they got to get up there, stand on their platform, know it inside and out, be able to pivot, have that charisma. You know, if you got to go to the gym before you get up on the stage, go to the gym. I don't know. But it's going to be a tall task. But it can be done. People are hurting right now. I've seen people posting online, Democrats in Baltimore City, talking about their electric bill. That's a great way to jab at Governor Wes Moore, because it is he and the Democrats, they are the reason why the electric bills are so high. And he can't refute that. He will try. He will try to pivot, but he can't. So anyways, just, you know, going off on a tangent here, but Jack Cittarelli in Jersey, he's got that it factor. He's got the platform. He's not afraid to take shots at Mickey Sherrill. He's done it already. And I think this might be the year that you'll see New Jersey flip red. I really do. I really do. So congratulations to them for sure. Also wanted to mention a couple other things. I know we haven't talked about this in a while, but if you recall, there was a shooting at Lansdowne High School. That was back in March of this year. So not the school year that has started recently, last school year in March. They did make an arrest. I remember many of us had looked at the video that came out of Lansdowne. And if you recall, there was a young man. He was, you know, looking at it now, it's Camus Campbell, 16 years old. He was walking. He was like, it was like a slight jog by Lansdowne High School. And at the time of the video, what we saw is he was there on campus and somebody came up behind him. Obviously, another juvenile, what it looked like another juvenile, came up and shot and killed Mr. Campbell, the 16-year-old. We found out later that this had all started with Campbell, the victim. He was standing outside of the liquor store that's right down the street there by Lansdowne. And I know that we talked about it for a couple of days because it was just so brazen. It was wild to watch. But he started out the liquor store. He ran over to the school trying to get away from the gunman. The guy was chasing him all at that time. Well, there's been an arrest. Shala Haywood, 18 years old. He has been charged with murder and shooting Mr. Campbell, the 16-year-old, back in March. And that is the video that we all saw, unfortunately, after that aftermath. And I know Baltimore County Police, they were on top of it. And they were, you know, of course, they were zooming in and all these other videos that were out there. And they were trying to find out exactly who, at that time, Mr. Haywood was. And I want to go back real quick. Number one, shout out to Baltimore County Police for making the arrest. Great job. But that happened back in March. And we had a fairly clear picture on who this murderer was, right? It was fairly clear. If you were a family member of Mr. Haywood, you would know exactly who it was that shot Mr. Campbell if you were looking at the video footage that we saw. See, this is another thing I just wanted to mention. The no snitch culture that has not left. It has not left the region. There is no way in the world. Here we are in October. And they're just now making this arrest from the shooting back in March when you had literally this guy was like in 4K. I mean, you could see who the person was. And so yet you didn't have the family members, friends. Nobody said, hey, this is so-and-so. I know this is, you know, nothing. Nothing for months. I mean, look, you could have gone on for a whole year at this point. And so that needs to change as well. But again, shout out to Baltimore County Police for making the arrest. I know that it's not easy, especially when your biggest impediment is the fact that witnesses do not cooperate and people, you know, other family members do not cooperate either. I don't know how you get this done and get some of these cases solved. I know that it's got to be tough. I got Ernest in Connecticut. Ernest, did you want to weigh in on the?
It sounded like you have another subject, but I was talking about this shutdown between the Democrats and the Republicans. And let me just say this: I don't trust neither one of them. I don't really follow politics that much, but because of what's going on, I feel like I have to chime in on it. But I'm just thinking: is it possible that they could open up the government for about a month and then open up the government? And then go back in, you know, for the health care and stuff like that. Do you think that is it possible for them to work together like that?
Well, no, I think that you gotta pass the CR, the budget. I don't know if you can move forward without that. I'm just curious, real quick. Why don't you trust the Republicans in this situation?
Well, I don't trust neither one, because they both, the Democrats and the Republicans both lie, and they'll tell you anything to get in the office. And when they get in there, they don't do nothing what they say they were going to do, and they'll do anything, they'll say anything to stay in office. And so,
well, Ernest, let me ask you real quick, and I appreciate you calling from Connecticut. Why do you think the government is shut down currently?
Well, one side wants health care, want to hold a country hostage for health care, and then the other one didn't want to do that at first. They didn't want to deal with the health care at first, and so they let things go too long on the health care part, because they probably should have already had that done.
Well, I could tell you, Ernest, and I got to take a break here, but I can tell you that, you know, the Democrat Party, they want more health care for illegal immigrants. And, you know, when President Trump was elected, of course, Republicans were against health care for those that aren't even supposed to be here. And that's why our insurance is so high today, because you have a lot of people receiving health care that should not be, and they're not paying for any of it.
So are illegals getting that now? Or is that
Here in Maryland, we have 66,000 illegal immigrants on Medicaid.
Wow. What, is that illegal?
Yeah. It should be. It should be. Ernest, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week. We'll be right back.
Feeling run down? Skip the quick fixes at Wear Off Fast. Fuel your day the natural way with Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement works at the cellular level to help your body produce steady, lasting energy, so you can power through work, family, and whatever life brings. Plus, it supports a healthy heart and blood pressure, giving you daily support to feel your best. And right now, you can get a special buy one, get one free deal. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order Rescue Orasine today. Call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 to speak with a friendly rescue product consultant. Or visit res-q.com and enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. That's MYENERGY. Don't miss out. Double up on your daily energy support with this limited-time offer. Rescue Orasine. Lasting energy, naturally. Get it right now at res-q.com. That's res-q.com or call 1-800-26-ALIVE.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is waiving his commission, searching for a deserving family to buy or sell a home. Help Vinny with your nomination at homewithvinny.com or WCBM.com before October 14th.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Don't miss the Mega Update every weekday morning at 7:15 and listen for Choose Your Favorite Fake News at 7:45 a.m. only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Don't forget, coming up next in studio, we have Mercedes Mobius. She's going to be joining us. She's the chair of Carroll County Central Committee and the president founder of the Republican Club of Carroll County. They have an event coming up. And then also, don't forget, their state's attorney, Haven Shoemaker, he's not running for re-election. I want to talk to her a little bit about that, who could possibly end up filling those shoes. Want to go ahead here to the phone line, Mark in Connecticut. Hey, Mark, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, good morning, Kim. Good morning to you and all the men and women listeners out here.
Morning.
And I say that because there are only two genders.
Yeah.
This what I wanted to comment on is the government. I think that the Republicans should and the Democrats in Congress should keep the government shut down until the Democrats drop these insane ideas about giving health care, free everything to illegal aliens. And so many people, like your previous caller, just proved that. They do not have a clue what is really going on. You know, the Democrats, they speak with these very abstract comments about health care. They're fighting for health care for Americans. No, they're not. They're fighting for health care, free welfare, and free housing for illegal aliens.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what Democrats are fighting for. That's what they want these new bills to give. As far as the riots that are going on in, like, Chicago, Oregon, Portland, Oregon, Massachusetts, the National Guard needs to be there. I'm looking forward for some of these governors and mayors, these Democrat governors and mayors, to start getting arrested because they are encouraging insurrection.
Yeah, yeah.
In Portland and in Chicago, for them to tell the police to stand down and not support federal police, this is crazy.
Mark,
this is that.
I'm right there with you. I got to go ahead and take a break here, but I appreciate you calling in as always, and I agree with you 100%. Thank you so much.
Kim, have a great one.
Thank you. You too. All right. Coming up next, don't forget, Mercedes is going to join us here in studio. If you are in Carroll County, you want to ask Mercedes a question, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electrical Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Attorney General Pam Bondi says during the Biden years, the FBI secretly investigated members of the Senate with the ultimate goal to, in Bondi's words, take President Trump off the playing field. Bondi is testifying this morning on Capitol Hill. She's appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And defending the deployment of out-of-state National Guard troops to Chicago, Bondi tells Democrat Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, if you're not going to protect your citizens, President Trump will. Today is day 7 of the government shutdown, and there's no end in sight. For a fifth time, the Senate has failed to pass a Republican spending bill that would have ended the shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson says if this mess isn't resolved soon, there could be big trouble.
I can't imagine that it could go longer than a week, because in the middle of this month, on the 15th, that's when the paychecks being withheld gets very real.
Johnson on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump says there are talks between Republicans and Democrats. He's hoping for a compromise over the health care issue. Israelis marking 2 years since the deadly Hamas terror attack that touched off the Gaza war.
Hamas units have stormed army bases, farming communities, as well as the outdoor music festival, killing some 1,200 people, mostly civilians, including women, children, and old adults. 251 others were abducted. Around 20 of them are believed by Israel to still be alive.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma, efforts to end the war in Gaza are ongoing, with President Trump's peace proposal still on the table. There's a new tropical storm churning out in the Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center says the storm, named Jerry, has its sights set on the Caribbean. The Dow is down 101 points, while the NASDAQ is off 34. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune Magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A suspect is being held without bond in the shooting death of a 16-year-old outside of Lansdowne High School. 18-year-old Shala Haywood is charged with first-degree murder in the March 4th incident. Police say Haywood is accused of shooting the victim in the parking lot of a shopping center across from the school, then chasing him onto school grounds and shooting him several more times. A man convicted of a sex offense in 2005 is heading back to prison for a parole violation. According to the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office, Daniel Truslow violated probation by failing to register as a sex offender, not completing sex offender treatment, and not taking prescribed medication. Truslow was initially convicted for a 2004 sex offense against a 4-year-old child, and he was sentenced to 40 years with all but 18 suspended. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades, no strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So, for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting for zero cost and energy savings. Call now.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Is there anything suggesting at this point that it will get better for the Ravens, saddled with a 1-4 record, heading into a Week 6 showdown with the Rams? And Coach John Harbaugh thinks there is.
We stopped the run, you know, I thought pretty effectively yesterday when you watch the tape, except for two plays, you know, and that's always what it is. And the first run that got out was a straight up, you know, just misaligned defense by, you know, a guy that, you know, was just learning. And then the other one was a scramble.
Those two plays accounting for 57 of the Texans' 166 yards on the ground. Harbaugh, though, did add there were some things to clean up on the run defense.
But yet they bleed us for 3 and 4 more than I want. I want to see those threes be nuns and ones, and I want to see the fives and sixes be threes.
Meanwhile, Monday Night Football last night offered a lesson for the Ravens.
On second down, picked off! Lloyd again! Devin Lloyd! What a year! Still rolling! Down the sideline! One man defeat! Lloyd! Pick six!
Joe Buck with the call on ESPN. Devin Lloyd's coast-to-coast was a game-changer for the Jags, part of a 31-28 Jags comeback win over the Chiefs. And that's what takeaways do. And the Jags at 4-1 lead the NFL with 14. The Ravens have 2. Only the Jets with none have less. And finally, you learn a lot from a loss, especially a young team. And that's the story from College Park, according to Terps head coach Mike Loxley.
We're a young, talented, inexperienced team. There's zero doubt in my mind that we're talented. Everything that we've made corrections with, we've seen them go execute. Today was the first day we didn't do it.
Maryland led the Huskies Saturday by 20 late in the third. but surrendered it all in a 24-20 loss. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ravens personnel changes may be on the way. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
At 11:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, this afternoon it will be breezy with mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures will reach the upper 70s and low 80s. Tonight we have the next chance of rain. It'll last into Wednesday morning. By the afternoon, we'll dry out with highs in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 in Bel Air, 74 in Edgemere, and 74 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday to all of you. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? All right. Of course, we were talking about the fact that today marks 2 years since the October 7th attack in Israel. Had a lot of people calling in, a lot of people on both sides when it comes to that attack. And also the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. If you haven't taken the poll question, please do. It is very simple. Do you think we are closer to having peace in Israel? And your options are yes, no, and unsure. So we'll talk about that in just a little bit as well, and what those polling results look like. We were also talking about New Jersey. We were talking about the fact that New Jersey might actually flip red. Very confident in that. And that is because those in New Jersey, according to those that are elected there, they say, well, you know, New Jersey kind of hit rock bottom. And you have a lot more people turning out and a lot of candidates that are out there. And so I think that many people are very excited about what's going on in Jersey. You've got Scott Pressler and so many others registering voters there and working hard on the ground. So that's been exciting to watch. Also exciting when you have little pockets of red in Maryland. And we don't have a ton of them. We don't have a ton of them, but Carroll County is one of those pockets. And right now in studio, I'm glad to be joined by my friend and guest, Mercedes Mobis. Good morning, Mercedes. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Of course. You guys always have something going on in Carroll County.
We do.
Yes, I was just there a couple weeks ago. I mean, look, it's Carroll County, like I said, it's red. We love that it's red. You guys are very helpful, and especially like the congressional districts. But you want to keep it red. And so you guys have been working very hard. Your club recently hit a milestone. If you could tell everybody about your club, your background. You were the chair of the Carroll County Central Committee and the president and founder of the Republican Club of Carroll County.
Yes. So I am one of the founders and the president of the Republican Club of Carroll County. We were founded about 2.5 years ago, and we just hit our 100-member milestone, which was fantastic. So not only the largest club in Carroll County, but one of the largest clubs in the state. And so we just try to do as much as we can with having great speakers, conservative speakers, community outreach. You know, local clubs connect the party directly to the community. So they're the ones that help engage voters face to face, build relationships, and really energize people to get involved, to get out to vote. And there's also where some of our candidates come from. So yeah. We try to help people figure out, do you want to run for office? Can we help you run for office? And then, of course, help the candidates that are running. So, you know, the clubs are grassroots. They're important. And it's been really exciting to watch this club start and to grow to this milestone. And we just appreciate all of our members and all of our leadership and all of the elected officials and the leaders in the county as well for being part of it.
Mercedes, first and foremost, I don't know how you have time for all this stuff. Like
my husband says the same thing, Kim.
I see you everywhere. And I'm like, when does she sleep? I don't
Never.
Know. I don't know. But that's how passionate confident you are about all of this. Yeah. And I always tell candidates as well, because I have some friends even running on the federal level right now. I've got one friend, she just moved to Florida to run in Congressman Byron Donald's district now that he's running for governor. And everybody's like, okay, we don't know her. She just got here from Illinois. And I was telling her, I'm like, Kat, you know, it's hard to just show up and then just say, hey guys, I'm the Republican and I'm popular and here I am. I said, you know, the best way I would think is to get with some of these local Republican groups, clubs, and of course, you know, central committees as well, and, you know, get to know people, work on other campaigns, you know, kind of understand the layout of the land and things like that. And so you mentioned, you know, if you're thinking about running for office, the best thing you can do is to get with, you know, your organization. Go ahead.
So there's several clubs in Carroll County, as well as multiple counties across the state and the country. Yeah. Just finding one that fits you and your personality and that you like the people that are involved. There's so many things to do. I mean, we have elections coming out. This is when we need people to be poll watchers. We need people to get involved, to sign wave, to door knock.
Yeah.
And to be honest, Kim, there's something for everyone. So if you don't like door knocking, that's fine. Why don't you help us stuff envelopes or make some phone calls? There's something that everyone can do to get involved on and meet people where they're at. So, you know, it's just a way to be able to get involved to help keep the county red. Because like you said earlier, I mean, Carroll County still is a red county. Our elections are generally made in the primaries because there isn't too much competition, and we would like to keep it that way, of course, but we still need people to come out and show up and to help our candidates, to get out the vote. And I think that's one of the most important thing, not just in Carroll County, but in all the counties, is getting out to vote in both the primary and the general election.
I agree with you. Again, Mercedes Mobis, she's in studio with us. Mercedes, I always like look across the state, and if you ever look at like the pockets of red, like Carroll County, you guys have the least problems. And I'm like, it's because, you know, it's like you see Baltimore County, you got all the crime. We just had the stabbing at the Towson Town Center. You got all this stuff happening, and then yet people are like, well, no, it's not because of Democrats. It's like, yeah, they're soft on crime. They favor criminals. I mean, it's like they don't really care about the victims. And so that's why when I see Carroll County, and I, you know, for me, it's like, how can, you know, why isn't that other people aren't noticing this, right? I mean, you would think they would notice that Harford County, Carroll County, there are areas where you could still go to the grocery store and not have to look over your shoulder.
Yeah.
And luckily, Carroll County is one of those places. Now, with that said, you guys have had some issues with the education piece because unfortunately, Unfortunately, you know, in Annapolis, of course, they pass laws. Many of them are very liberal. And you could tell that some of the laws from Annapolis were affecting what's going on there in Carroll County, into the schools, even the books, things like that. What does that look like now? I know you guys have a board election coming up as well.
Yeah. So I think that probably is one of the areas of concern in Carroll. Yes, we are a red county. We have very conservative elected officials, but the Board of Education, I think you see it across the state, you see it across the country. That is where people want to try to get into, to try to flip certain areas. So, you know, the book situation, the flag situation, putting pride flags in the classroom. I mean, these are all things that came up within the last few years that the community did fight against. So, you know, yes, we have these issues, just like any other counties that we have. But I think we have a really great community. We have community members that will stand up and get the word out and get information out so that we can come together. And I think that's one of the most important things. Like, you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, New Jersey and how Republicans are coming together. Like, can we please do New York next, too? Because this Mondami guy scares the crap out of me.
Yeah.
But, you know, we need to unify. Republicans need to come together, and we need to come behind our candidates, and we need to work as hard as we can to keep our county conservative and keep it red and do what's right by our children and our schools. We have an amazing school system in Carroll County. We're one of the top ranked school systems in the state of Maryland. And of course, we want to keep it that way. And that is by providing an excellent education. These kids should be taught, you know, reading, writing, and math, and not worried about what gender they are or what bathroom they could use. We need to, you know, have that foundation for our children to be taught, you know, how to think and not what to think. And I think we do an excellent job in Carroll County. You know, I now have a kid in college and my baby is in high school, and I'm so proud to have raised my kids in Carroll County. I think they've had a fantastic education, and we just need to continue to keep it that way. And then we have families that want to, you know, come to Carroll County because of how great the education system is and the crime, like you were saying, the lack of crime. It's just an amazing grassroots community, and just so proud to live there and to help them out.
Yeah, no, and that's something that I think, you know, most people can see, I would hope, is that the fact that, you know, when we saw some of these laws coming out of Annapolis, or even the bills that were proposed, it's almost like some of them, you read it and you're like, you could have just wrote Carroll County on it. You know what I mean? Like,
let it put a bullseye on our county? Yes,
I think so. It was clear. It was because you guys were standing up for yourselves.
We were the redheaded stepchildren. I agree with you. Yes.
Yeah, but, you know, but that's so great. And so you're saying, I think you told me earlier, there'll be three seats that will be open this time around on the Board of EDU, correct?
Yes. So we have a 5-member Board of Education in Carroll County. We have 3 seats that are up in the gubernatorial election. So listen, if you're impassioned about it, this is something that is important to you, if you've ever considered running for an office, and our children and our schools and our community is your passion, please reach out. Reach out to the Central Committee. Reach out to me. I am happy to speak with you about what's involved. And I tell people exactly what is involved, you know, what's entailed and what's going to be involved. But we definitely need great candidates. We need people that will continue to fight for our schools and to stand up for our children. And if that sounds like you, reach out, please.
Yeah, and then the school board is apolitical, correct? So it's not like you have to go up there and say, hey, I'm this Republican or I'm this Democrat or what have you. I think most people just want to keep common sense in the school system. And
so true.
There are some Democrats that want the same thing. I mean, they're watching it and they're like, wait a minute, what's going on? What's my kid reading this time around? You know, so and I think that's great that you guys are really helping these candidates out, regardless of whether they come to you and say, I'm a Republican, because it really is about common sense in the school system. Kristen Zimmer, you know, ran with her last time around as far, and so Greg Malvo as well. Mm-hmm. Both of them very smart. And I could tell you that, you know, I don't think ever did we talk about their party affiliation. They were talking about the book ban. They were talking about, you know, like you said, the bathroom situation and all these other things, the flags.
Yes.
And that's what it is. That's what it's about when it comes to the school board. We're going to set our kids up for success. And for some reason, I don't know what it is, but you've got liberal, very liberal people in this state that just see it otherwise.
Schools should not be political.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Period. Schools should not be political. And I know some people will probably give me crap for saying that because I'm run Republican organizations, but we want our children to go to school to learn, not to be indoctrinated, not to be taught things that parents may not agree with. And I'm sorry, but I am a parent, and it is up to me to teach my children certain things and not the school systems. Please teach them how to read, how to write, teach them financial literacy, teach them wonderful things that will make them productive members of society. But I, as a parent, have the right to teach my children my values as well. And I think that's extremely important, and a lot of parents feel that way.
Yeah. Again, we're in studio with Mercedes Mobis. And Mercedes, I'm not going to ask you too much because I know, you know, in your position, you can't really speak too much about it. But we know that Haven Shoemaker is not running for re-election, which is sad. And I just saw him recently at another event in Parkville, actually. He came all the way to Baltimore County to support Glenn Gilhar running in District 8. But it's sad to see him go because I think he's just such a great prosecutor. I just had to ask you, are there people stepping up to run in that position?
You know, Haven has been such a staple of Carroll County. I mean, he has, what, a 30-plus career? I mean, mayor, commissioner, delegate. I'm probably forgetting a few things, but, you know, Haven as the state's attorney has done a phenomenal job, and we will miss him very much as he's retired because he's done so much for Carroll County. But as of now, there has been one person that has filed, and that is Alan Culver. He is the special assistant to the state's attorney right now, so he works with Haven Shoemaker, and in the state's attorney's attorney's office. He is right now the only other person that has filed. I mean, there are some rumors going around, but I don't work in rumors.
Yeah.
So we'll see who files and go from there. But, you know, hey, our state's attorney, our sheriff's department, they are top notch in Carroll County. That's one of the reasons Carroll County has such a low crime rate.
Yep.
And it is such a safe place to live. And we just need to keep getting the right people in office, and Carroll County will just continue to be one of the best places to live in Maryland.
No, absolutely. And before you go, Mercedes, I just wanted to ask you, you've got a huge dinner coming up. Let everybody know about this dinner and where they can get their tickets.
Yes, so I am also the chairwoman of the Carroll County Republican Central Committee, and we have an amazing dinner coming up. Our Lincoln-Reagan dinner is Thursday, October 23rd. Our guest speaker is U.S. Congressman Scott Perry. And what a phenomenal speaker. I mean, Scott Perry has been in Congress since 2013, a 40-year military veteran. He was former chairman of the House Freedom Caucus and an ally to President Trump. So he is an amazing America First congressman. It will be at Fireside on Main, which is a brand new facility at the Hampstead Volunteer Fire Department. And we will have a special VIP event with Congressman Perry at 5:30 p.m. and then the general admission and the dinner at 7 p.m. So tickets start at $125. We are now half sold out. We intend to fully sell out. So, guys, do not wait till the last minute to get your tickets, please. Go on to ccgop.net and click the link for the dinner. Get your tickets. It will be an amazing, amazing night. We have some other special things going on that evening as well. And we just welcome everyone to come out to Carroll County. It'll be a phenomenal night. Come out, Kim. And we look forward to seeing everyone there.
Mercedes Mobis, October 23rd. Thank you so much for coming in. Before we go to break, just want to say, or even just put this on your plate. I hate to do this, but imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, the ability to hear a compliment, hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, or even WCBM. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, again, I hope it doesn't. But no matter what your age, I need you to call Audiology Associates. It's 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is a trusted name in Maryland and have been for over 44 years, and they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area for your convenience. So all you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Join Press Box's Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day, their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com.
This is not a fun jingle. You're not going to hear me say a silly slogan. I'm just going to give you the cold, hard facts. When you need a lawyer who really gives a shit, you're going to call 877-OUCH-911 or visit OUCHguy.com. Why? Because I'm the attorney who really gives a shit. Ouch Guy's Yoshua Beer.
Do you know a deserving family that needs help buying or selling your home? Vinny Steo of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is waiving his commission searching for that family. Submit your nomination at homewithvinny.com or wcbm.com before October 11th.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. The Rob Carson Show.
What I'm looking at is the last 10 years of the Democrat Party using words like Nazi, using words like Gestapo on people like Donald Trump and his followers, resulting in massive violence. Going through 2020, and now in the last 4 years, two assassination attempts on Donald Trump, the murder of Charlie Kirk, and a host of other violent acts, all with the same talking points from the Democrat Party.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Again, thank you, Mercedes Wobis, for joining us here in studio. As you heard there, they just hit a huge milestone with her club. 100 members, you know, and she's, again, the chair and the founder. When you start a club like that and you start with, you know, five of your friends and you're like, oh, let's, you know, join together and let's keep this county red, and they're knocking doors, making phone calls, and now they just hit 100 members. So, again, congratulations. If you want to get tickets, don't forget their Lincoln Reagan dinner, and you probably hear it sometimes, the ad Senator Justin Reedy has here at WCBM. But it's Thursday, October 23rd, Congressman Scott Perry out of PA. He will be the keynote speaker. It starts at the 5:30 p.m., the VIP reception, and then the dinner starts at 7 p.m. And if you want to get your tickets, it's ccgop.net. ccgop.net. And as you heard there, they're already halfway sold out. They're halfway there. Halfway there. A lot of people do buy their tickets last minute, but I would suggest buying them, you know, before the very last minute, just because, you know, Carroll County, like she mentioned, it's very red. And as soon as a lot of people see that Scott Perry is going to be there, of course, they're going to want to be there. But that's another thing, too, as she mentioned, in case you missed it, the voter turnout. You know, Carroll County, even though it's red, the voter turnout is somewhat low. And I just think, like, just imagine if you would have, you know, the turnout. I would say even if you're getting at, like, 65 to 70% turnout, you have to keep in mind, in Carroll County, you know, it's split up, obviously, because it's gerrymandered in the state. But it's split up. You've got some of Carroll County in Congressional District 2. And then you've got some of Carroll County in Congressional District number 3. And I don't even know. You know what? There could be a piece in the first Congressional District, too. I got to take a look at it. Because you're going up there by the Pennsylvania line. A piece of that actually could be in the first district with Andy Harris. I'll take a look at that. Anyways, even when you're looking at the second and the third congressional district, we spoke to Bernie Flowers last week. He's running in the third congressional district. You know, right now he's the only candidate that has filed. And if he wins the primary as a GOP nominee, he's going to end up going against Sarah Elfrith. Now, Sarah Elfrith, as many of you guys know, we've spoken about her on the show before. She is extremely liberal. Okay. She's one of the individuals that showed up at the Baltimore City ICE facility saying that she believed that the conditions were poor for the illegal immigrants. Now, do you think she showed up for at any of the schools in the 3rd District? Do you think she shows up for anything for the American citizens or those that just want more to, you know, for her to be more America first? No, that's not what they show up to do. Right now, she's somebody else that has been at the protests with the shutdowns. She's been there standing side by side with Senator Angela Alsobrooks. And so, you know, when you're looking at this, right, you're looking at Bernie Flowers possibly winning that seat. You know, you got to think about Carroll County. That's where those red votes could come from if everybody gets out and votes. And that is, again, the difference between right now, New Jersey and Maryland. I would say mostly the Baltimore region. The Republicans are not turning out. And so I know many of you call the show, you send me text messages, and you're like, the Republicans got to do better. The Republicans got to do more. Yeah, the voters have to come out. They've got to come out. And so, yeah, we'll see what happens this time around. But also remember, much of Carroll County is in the 2nd Congressional District. They obviously showed up this last election cycle. I thank you guys, you know, from the bottom of my heart, you know that. But there, you know, there were a lot of Republicans that didn't come out. And there are some people that believe, you know, no matter what, we're going to lose. But you got to get that out of your mind, right? Have a different mindset. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about Councilman David Marks and Days Cove.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Attorney General Bondi is sparring with members of the Senate Judiciary Committee as she testifies this morning on Capitol Hill. Bondi says that during the Biden presidency, the FBI secretly investigated members of the Senate with the ultimate goal to, in Bondi's words, take President Trump off the playing field. And defending the deployment of out-of-state National Guard troops to Chicago, Bondi tells Democrat Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, if you're not going to protect your citizens, President Trump will. Today, it's day 7 of the government shutdown, no end in sight. For a fifth time, the Senate has failed to pass a Republican spending bill that would have ended the shutdown in hopes for a compromise over the health care issue, according to President Trump. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down about 97 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index off 137. More details at srnnews.com.
Feeling run down? Skip the quick fixes that wear off fast. Fuel your day the natural way with Rescue Arsine. This unique supplement works at the cellular level to help your body produce steady, lasting energy so you can power through work, family, and whatever life brings you. Plus, it supports a healthy heart and blood pressure, giving you daily support to feel your best. Right now, you can get a special buy one, get one free deal. Just use the code MYENERGY, MYENERGY, when you order Rescue Orosine today. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that's 800-262-5483, to speak with a friendly rescue product consultant. Or visit res-q.com and enter code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. Double up on your daily energy support with this limited-time offer. Rescue Orosine, lasting energy naturally. Get it now at res-q.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh started his press conference yesterday with an interesting comment.
We've got a lot of decisions to make. We've got a lot of planning to do. We've been at it since last night.
A bit later, pressed on what those decisions may involve.
Man, I got a long list. I got a long list, you know, based on how the game went. I can tell you that. There's a long list, all three phases. But you look at, you know, how guys did and where guys are at and what you need to do and who else might need an opportunity.
So the takeaway, personnel changes could be on the horizon for Sunday's tilt with the Rams. Charges keep piling up against former NFL quarterback and soon-to-be former Fox broadcaster Mark Sanchez. Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears announcing felony charges against Sanchez of battery involving serious bodily injury, punishable by 1 to 6 years in prison. These charges, on top of the misdemeanors already filed in the case from Friday night when Sanchez attacked a van driver. And finally, earlier this year, President Trump revealed that the White House will host a UFC event in 2026 to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Now we know exactly when the highly anticipated card will occur. June 14th of 2026, which is Flag Day and also happens to be Trump's 80th birthday. UFC President Dana White has suggested that the event will be broadcast live by CBS. Coming up in 30 minutes, a defiant John Harbaugh speaks to the media. And that is Stein on Sports.
Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust. AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years with quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling jobs. AES. Experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, this afternoon it will be breezy with mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures will reach the upper 70s and low 80s. Tonight we have the next chance of rain. It'll last into Wednesday morning. By the afternoon, we'll dry out with highs in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC HICC118-795.
Protect your liver and give it the support it deserves with Active Liver from New Nordic. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, ShopRite, or online at Amazon or at newnordicusa.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
All right, all right. We're going to talk about a little bit about Baltimore County. Of course, there are residents that are fighting against the landfill request to double runoff into a watershed. And remember, we had Delegate Kathy Schlage and Delegate Ryan Araki in studio about 2 weeks ago to talk to us about this. And Delegate Schlage, she said, man, the meeting in regards to the pushback, right, those that oppose the doubling of Day's Cove, she said it was a huge turnout. And there are many people very upset, and rightfully so. In the text line, I do have a text here from Marty. Marty asked, you know, you're going to talk here about Councilman David Marks. Marty's asking my thoughts on the Middle River Library funding being cut. And yeah, Marty, well, we brushed on it yesterday just a little bit. David Marks obviously put out a memo letting you know everybody know that Kathy Klausmeier, or I should say her name correctly, Kathy doesn't want to work Klausmeier, the county executive. She has come out of hiding. She's come out of her hole to cut funding for the Middle River Library. Now, of course, you know, I live in Middle River, and there are lots of things that we have funding for that I don't appreciate. Yet, you know, the things that we want to see happen in Middle River, they're just not happening. And the library being one of those things. And so, you know, I guess I look at this and those that supported Kathy Klausmeier running for the interim county executive position. I guess I'm at the point now where I feel as though either she did a great job pulling the wool over people's eyes, or they truly didn't know her, or maybe she had direct orders from, you know, someone else to make these horrible decisions. It's just one after another, right? It's one after another. Whether it was the Inspector General situation, whether it's, you know, this situation with the Middle River Library funding. We talked about her a couple weeks ago because she has said nothing about the crime and violence. We had that huge police chase, the car chase that happened in Rossville with the three juveniles, one of them still on the run. And I reached out to her office. I think I told you guys. And, you know, I'm asking, look, is she going to say anything about this? And now you have a stabbing at Towson Town Center. Still not a peep. No word from the county executive. But when it comes to cutting funding, she's all about it. And so, Marty, that's how I feel about it. Now, I also mentioned we're at the Essex Library 3 days a week. You guys know this already. Olivia's in tutoring. So, you know, that's not going to stop anytime soon, right? We're going to make sure that she has all the resources she needs. That's our responsibility as her parents. But I can tell you, the Essex Library, like we were in there yesterday, it was empty. It was completely empty at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And so, you know, maybe, possibly, I'm going to play devil's advocate with this. Possibly they're looking at this and saying, all right, well, there's nobody at the Essex Library. I don't know. Did they reopen the White Marsh Library? I got to take a look at it. They were renovating it. It was closed over the summer. But if people aren't going to the library, that's one thing where you could say, all right, you know, maybe let's take another look at it. Let's hold off on it. That's a possibility. But that wasn't said. Like, you know, the funding was cut, and then it just says, oh, well, you know, we just don't have the money for it right now. Well, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. Not for us taxpayers. And I think you guys all know by now I live in Middle River. I think I talk about it enough. I will say, and shout out to, you know what? This could be a shout out to Senator Carl Jackson. I will say the open air drug market, the pharmacy that's usually on Middle River and Compass Road. I will say that the past week and a half, I would say, I would see like a police cruiser either there in the parking lot of that gas station or driving by. And I haven't seen some of the pharmacists, quote unquote, out there, I say, as much
in the past week and a half. And I did. I received a text message from Senator Carl Jackson. And just so you guys know, he said that he's aware of the matter and he's going to see, you know, what he can do with local leaders to work on it. So I did want to bring that to you guys because he did respond to it. And he said he will work on it. And there's a possibility that they might do something where, you know, whether it's a crime walk or whatever, even though I don't believe in the crime walks at all. I think those are silly. But if the police chief comes out there, Chief McCullough, if he comes out because Senator Carl Jackson asked him to come out, he's not coming out if I ask, right? Let's be honest. But if he comes out, I do want to talk to him. I want to talk to him because I want to know exactly why you can't clear the corners. Why can't your officers on patrol get out of their cruisers and get those guys out of there? And then when you get them out of there, if you see them more than once, at that point, why can't you arrest them? It's the same guys every time. The same guys. So, you know, and meanwhile, this is, you know how bad it is? My 9-year-old, Olivia, it's this bad. My 9-year-old said to me, this was maybe 2 days ago, she said, you know the guys that usually stand at the gas station? I said, yes. She said, you said they are bad people and they're selling bad stuff. I said, yes. She said, I wonder why they stand outside. And I said, because I guess that's how they make their money, outside. She goes, you would think that they would just get a trailer and they would put it in the parking lot of the gas station so they could at least go inside. I'm like, really, Olivia? Okay, you know what? Look, maybe when you see them out there next time, we can ask them why they don't get a trailer. I don't know why they don't get a trailer. Perhaps when the police come, they don't want the trailer raided. Perhaps when the police come, they don't want the you know, for the police just to be like, you know, go up to the door and say, all right, everybody, freeze, you know. In this way, if they're outside, they can just run, I guess. I don't know, because the police can't do much anyways. That's a good question. Why don't drug dealers have trailers? I don't know. I'll be able to answer one day. Anyways, here's a story. I just want to give you this note. Baltimore County residents, this is what we saw back in Maryland Matters about a week ago. Baltimore County residents fight landfill's request to double runoff into watershed. Elected officials push back after Days Cove landfill seeks permit to increase runoff into Bird and Gunpowder Rivers. Now, at that time, remember we spoke to Kathy Shalega, the delegate, and Delegate Ryan Naraki. Well, as of yesterday, you had something come out of Councilman David Marks' office. And I appreciate this, by the way. It's in the Nottingham paper. It says, Councilman Marks, County Council, to put Baltimore County on record opposing Dave's Cove discharge permit. Okay, so he announced just Monday, that's David Marks, that he's introducing a resolution to put Baltimore County on record opposing Dave's Cove discharge permit and urging the state to close the facility. So that's where this currently sits. Like I said, as the delegates pointed out, you know, you had a huge turnout with this town hall meeting about Days Cove. If you were there, that's where we currently sit. David Marks, the councilman, wants to hopefully close the facility altogether. Okay, so we'll continue to watch this. If I can get David Marks on the line or in studio so we can talk further about his resolution and, you know, what are the odds of being able to make this happen, I will definitely do so. I will definitely do so, especially on, you know, the fact that I live right there as well, not just on your behalf, but I live there also. Also, I wanted to mention, because we've been talking about the Ian Roberts, the illegal immigrant, that somehow, some way became the superintendent in Des Moines, Iowa. He was also a principal here in Baltimore City school system. And then he was there in Pennsylvania and, you know, in their school system as well. Well, just so you know, there's been an update. The Pennsylvania School Board is discussing legal options after Ian Roberts has been arrested. Okay, so they are trying to see if there's a way for them to take it to court in Pennsylvania. I assume you'll see the same thing from Des Moines, Iowa, and also here in Baltimore. I'm kind of with Pennsylvania on this one. I don't think deporting this guy is enough. And I also think that there needs to be a thorough investigation. And I say this because, number one, obviously, how the heck did he get in the school system? Number two, as many of you guys pointed out, how in the world did he become a legal gun owner, basically, right? And number three, I would love to know how he was registered to vote in the state of Maryland. We still don't have an answer there. Still no answer. And when you have states like Maryland, who's putting up a fight against the Trump administration, they don't want to hand over voting records or voting rolls. And, you know, now we learn about this guy, Ian Roberts, being able to vote. He's been registered since 2012. You've got questions and you want an investigation to happen. Pennsylvania, just want to let you know, might end up leading this charge. Not surprised. But they might end up leading the charge. I am surprised, though, with Iowa. I got to take a look at the numbers. You know, Iowa, you know, you think of it as a red state. But Des Moines, is Des Moines blue? I got to take a look at that. Because how on earth did he become the superintendent? And there's no way in the world they could have done a background check. If I were in Des Moines, Iowa, I would be very nervous about who could possibly be in the school system around my kids. With Baltimore City, I think we've seen enough and we've noticed that kids aren't being educated enough to know that we don't have the best people in the Baltimore City school system. The difference here is I don't know how many parents actually care. It's sad to think about that, but that's where we are, right? I mean, it's like, you know, you see all these things happening. I saw another story out of Project Baltimore last night and more money spent across the state on quote unquote ghost students. Meanwhile, where are the parents? Where are the parents? The parents have got to be taxpayers also. I mean, you're paying into the school system just as much as anybody else, and this is your child. Do you not care? This is your money and your kid. I see this all the time in Baltimore City. I think, you know, when I mentioned my nonprofit, we were in the city schools for 1 year in 2014, and we were there in the suspension centers, which is, imagine me in a suspension center with a bunch of girls in and out of juvie. That was interesting. But we were in suspension centers, and we were basically trying to help these young women figure out what they're going to do after high school. They clearly weren't going to college, okay? Many of them were not going to trade school. They had to go to work. And that's what we did, workforce development. And we were in the school system, and I, you know, thinking back, I'm thinking, you know, how rigorous was the background check? I don't recall it being very rigorous. Now, I also have people working for me. And so there was a young lady that worked on a lot of this when it came to what we did with the nonprofit, with the school system. But I don't remember us having to go through any hoops or anything. I also mentioned with the nonprofit, there were a couple of girls that were going to Carver High School. And I think I noted to you guys before, it was very, very odd to me. Because here you've had school shootings, you had all these things that have occurred by 2014. And at Carver High School, I was supposed to go and speak to a couple girls that were getting in trouble, right? We're supposed to be helping them workforce development. So I go to Carver High School and I go to the office and nobody, like, you know how you can buzz in? Nobody would buzz me in. And I'm like, oh, great, there's nobody in the office. Well, I just go to one door over. It's like right there at the side of the building. I open the door and I walked right into Carver. I walk right down the hallway, I'm passing classrooms, nobody stops me. I'm walking in, people, there's adults walking by, I would assume they're teachers, administrators, something, they're walking by saying hello, you know. I'm just, you know, nobody said anything. I finally find the front office, which was not in the front of the building, go figure. But I finally find the front office and I go in, I'm like, hey, I'm Kim Klasick, I'm here because of such and such and such. And the woman that was at the desk, she was like, oh, how'd you get in? And I said, actually, the door is open. And so apparently they didn't have the door open. From what I heard, there were kids that were going in and out that were smoking cigarettes or something. And so that's why that door was open, because they were going in and out and using it. And they kind of rigged it to, like, not lock. And I don't know how much I believe the story, but I just thought, what a scary situation. I mean, really, I could have been anybody. And there were adults passing me. I didn't have, like, the sticker name tag on. They just walked by and waved. So again, there's so many issues, but when it comes to what happened in Iowa and this illegal immigrant that actually worked here in the Baltimore school system, you know, the story continues to unfold, and I just don't see the sense of urgency from anybody locally to get to the bottom of it. Which brings me to another piece I wanted to mention. We've been seeing a lot of bus crashes lately, have we not? School bus crashes? Yes, we have. Yes, we have. Well, there was another one yesterday. 7 students in Baltimore County were taken to the hospital. And this happened in Woodlawn. If you know the intersection, you got Rolling Road and Dogwood Road. It's a very large intersection. But there was a crash there. Now, the 7 students that were injured, they were minor injuries, but they were all taken to the hospital. And so I think about the superintendent story And I think about even some of the illegal immigrants, even those students, you know, MS-13, all of those that have been in some of the schools. What does the background check look like? Like, what does that look like? And are we making sure that we are checking the background? Because hearing about all these school bus crashes, and it might not be the fault of the bus driver, but it makes you wonder, are we doing the background check there also? How rigorous is it? I don't know. Now I have questions. And I don't know about you guys, but I have questions about who's in the school system in general. I don't feel very confident in what's going on in the public school system. And even though my child's in private school, I obviously pay property taxes into the public school system. But I care about the public school system, and I care about the kids in the school system. And I just hope that, you know, with all of these things happening, especially with this illegal immigrant, I hope, as we were talking to Mercedes Mobis there about Carroll County School Board, we need school board members. We need people that actually want to get on top of these things. Yes, there's a shortage of bus drivers. Yes, there's a shortage in teachers and substitutes. I get that. But guess what? I'd rather have a shortage than somebody like Ian Roberts around somebody's child. And as somebody mentioned in the text line a couple days ago, there's now this story circulating that he could have possibly been in a case that involves sexual harassment. Not sure if I've seen that confirmed yet. Texter, I know I saw it. I want it to be confirmed before we go into it. But, you know, if that's the case, even if it's not the case, we got to do better. We have to do better. All right, coming up next, I want to mention what was going on with Sean Diddy Combs and President Trump before we go.
Cold weather will be here before you know it. At the same time, power outages are on the rise. So here's an important question. The power goes out when it's really cold. Do you have a way to stay warm? If not, you've got to check out the Vesta off-grid space heater from My Patriot Supply. It's a compact, portable space heater that doesn't use electricity. It runs on something called canned heat, which is an indoor safe fuel. It's completely off-grid, and it can heat up a 200-square-foot room in a matter of minutes. With a Vesta stashed in your closet, you can rest easy, knowing you and your family will stay warm, even if the power goes out. Plus, it doubles as a stove to boil water or cook food without electricity or propane. The best part is, you can get a Vesta and a bunch of other free gifts when you order the Winter Prep Special from My Patriot Supply. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com to see everything included. This offer won't last long, and neither will this nice fall weather. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm James L. Waite. For 48-plus years, I started and ran the Baltimore County Stop Smoking Hypnosis Clinic. 410-661-1111. Now I'm semi-retired. In the past, I contacted people in power to help me in my crusade against tobacco. It killed my father. He was awarded the Meritorious Service Award given by Congress. Knowing there's hundreds of addictive designer drugs in cigarettes, knowing it must be advertised, well, that's Satan, the snake. Well, I set out to cut off its tongue. Now I'm giving you a few things I've done over my career. First, free filter cigarettes. Little cigars, smoking in public places, $246 billion, tobacco, sexual, subliminal advertising on the metro system. I did them by myself. I didn't need you, but now I do. If you've been to see me to stop smoking, I want you to write a note to your elected officials telling them to pass a law to get alcohol ads off the TV. Include in it tobacco, used in Hollywood and TV programs. As you already know, actors smoking and drinking in a movie are paid by tobacco and alcohol. Be mindful, you invited Satan into your home when you bought your TV. This snake is targeting your babies, your great, great, magnificent grandchildren. Please, God, save them from this friggin' serpent. Do what I ask you, and you'll have a super good feeling of personal accomplishment. Always know, I'm proud of you, even if you can't help.
Do you know a deserving family that needs help buying or selling your home? Vinny Steele of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is waiving his commission, searching for that family. Submit your nomination at homewithvinny.com or WCBM.com before October 11th.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. So just in case you're wondering, Sean Diddy Combs, yes, Puff Daddy, as he used to be known. He was sentenced on Friday to 4 years in prison. And Sean Casey mentioned earlier today on Casey and Company, you know, I doubt he believed he was going to serve any jail time. Well, anyways, he is now asking President Trump for a pardon. And President Trump has not said no. He said that he will take a look at it, in case you're wondering what the response was on that one. Yeah, from what I read about, you know, what was going on at some of these parties, I don't know, you know, at what point, you know, it crossed the line and laws were broken. But from what I saw, I personally wouldn't give him a pardon. I honestly thought he would get more than 4 years if you're talking about somebody, you know, that's not famous. I mean, think about it. You're not famous and you heard about, you know, these, you know, the drug fueled parties and all this other stuff, the, you know, the physical abuse when it came to the girlfriend. I mean, just the videos that we saw, just craziness. If that was your eye, we would be in jail for a very long time. But I just wanted to mention that, of course, when it comes to President Trump and Diddy, the pardon's not off the table. I've got Mike in White Marsh. Mike, did you want to weigh in on Ian Roberts?
I did. When the story first broke, all of the questions came out about what you are talking about who the heck did the background investigation. And the Des Moines School District said they hired a firm, and that firm turned out to be one owned by, or at least managed by, Michelle Obama's former chief of staff.
Oh, wow. See, I didn't even see that yet, Mike.
Yeah, so if you're looking into that, there's maybe some information there that shows how he got to where he was.
Yeah, well, it definitely was DEI all the way, but that would explain it. Thank you, Mike, so much.
Sure.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, what a disaster. What a freaking mess. Again, we're talking about our kids, right? We were just talking about yesterday with Mayor Brandon Scott, you know, his Pimp My Ride, $163,000 for his new vehicle. I mean, it's like, you know, when it comes to their lives, you know, they want to be safe. They want all the, you know, the bells and whistles. When it comes to our kids, they couldn't care less. Couldn't care less. All right, tomorrow we'll be joined by now Delegate Nino Mangione. Hopefully, we'll be Councilman Nino Mangione. He usually comes in around 11:35, so we'll talk to him about the latest in Baltimore County. And I also wanted to mention the University of Maryland Eastern Shore president. If you missed it, she's in hot water. There's a nice article in the Baltimore Sun. Apparently, she's now being investigated for possible plagiarism. Now, meanwhile, it goes back to some dissertation from like 1986. It's something crazy. So I don't know who's been digging in her file, but obviously somebody's been bringing it out there in the open. So again, tomorrow, Delegate Nino Mangione will join us, and I'm sure we'll talk more about the latest coming out of Israel. Again, I know a lot of people are very heated today. We had the conversation, but try to take it down a notch. You know, just everybody just take a deep breath. All right. Take a deep breath. As always, Kristen, thank you for a great show, and I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Your projects, our experts, the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show, October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only to meet face-to-face with more than 300 trusted local experts and discover great deals, new ideas, and practical advice. See Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from HGTV's 100-Day Dream Home and tour the Tiny Living Square for inspirational small-space living. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show. Buy tickets online and save at mdfallhomeandgarden.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland. The